High school football is on the air. It's time for the high school football game of the night, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM. It's time to head out to the stadium and join your KGYM football crew. Alex Kuhn with sideline reports and interviews. John Hegarty with expert analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to Kingston Stadium here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as tonight we get ready for a Week 9 Metro Class 4A District 5 battle, as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson here on Jefferson Senior Night. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, along with John Hegarty and Alex Kuhn on the sidelines. And our high school football coverage, as always, is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. And a big thanks to everybody, Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, the entire staff over there. You can give them a call at their two locations in Cedar Rapids, 362-3171, and in Hiawatha, 743-7806. A Chamber of Commerce weather night. John, we have seen everything in week number 9 of the season, and I don't think we've seen this too many times.
This is gorgeous. It's absolutely what you would order up on a week 9 game, and I think we better enjoy it tonight because tomorrow night might be a different story.
Could be a little wet tomorrow night, but that will be tomorrow night. And we got a lot of things on the line in this one. The rivalry between Jefferson and Linmar, number one, but number two, more than likely, I say, the winner of this one is going to get a home playoff game coming up next Wednesday night for the first round. We know if it's the Linmar Lions, they will have a playoff game at home. They will be the runner-up in District 5 of Class 4A. And for Cedar Rapids Jefferson, the Jayhawks not only need to win, but the Jayhawks need to win by 4 points. And it's the 13-point tiebreaker rule as far as the Iowa High School Athletic Association is concerned. We don't have enough time to explain it to you, but just trust us. If they win by 4, the Jayhawks will finish second in this particular district.
And I would just throw in, Scott, this is my 2 cents worth, that if you're unfamiliar with the 13-point tiebreaker system, I think it's very fair and equitable. In fact, I don't know that you could come up with a better way for this final year of the playoff configuration the way it is.
No, I would agree. So there is a lot on the line, as well as bragging rights. And over the years, there hasn't been a lot of love lost in any sport between Jefferson and Linmar. So there's a lot on the line in this one here tonight.
Well, it starts here on the gridiron, to be sure. And there have been some years here lately where one or the other has kind of taken out some frustration on the other one. But it immediately then in the winter goes onto the basketball court, as you know well, because you're there every year, right up with the fans right behind you and beside you. And then, oh yes, on the wrestling mat, two of the better programs in the state year in and year out, and they just go at each other tooth and nail too. So you're right, I think we're in for a real battle tonight. Both these teams are so hungry and severely want the second seed in their district.
Linmar comes in 4-4, their overall record. They are 3-1, currently second in district number 5, behind the Kennedy Cougars, who have already clinched the district championship. Jefferson 5-3 overall, 2-2 in district play. The Jayhawks have clinched their first winning season since 2000, and they are looking to get to that second place spot in the district. The four teams already are decided for playoff spots in District 5. It's going to be Kennedy, it's going to be Linmar, it'll be the Jayhawks, and it will be Cedar Falls. Those four teams are already in. We know Kennedy's number one. Second, third, and fourth could be anybody, depending on what happens tonight, because also Waterloo East and Cedar Falls are playing in the Unidome. Cedar Falls a heavy favorite to win that one at home.
So it's going to be interesting, and a lot of things need to get sorted out here yet, but you know, I think when the players come out and they kick off the ball and down the field they run, they get their first hit in, I think all that stuff goes out the window and then it's just football, Scott.
This has been a very interesting rivalry since the year 2000, John, when Jefferson had one of their toughest games that year against Linmar, winning by 33-30, but Jefferson had a 3-game winning streak. Then Linmar came back with a 3-game winning streak. Jefferson put together 3 straight wins. The last Jayhawk win, though, was in the year 2008. Linmar has won the last 4. Now, they have not met every year. They did not meet in 2013 and 2012, but the Lions got the victory last year in week number 9, 42-21. They broke open a close game there late, but the last Jeff win was in 2008.
And fireworks always seem to happen when these two teams meet up on the field. I don't know exactly why it is. It seems like there's big plays, unexpected turnovers, and it's always an extremely emotional game. Look for both teams to be wearing their hearts on their sleeve tonight.
Jayhawks have done it basically with the rush this year, and it's been very balanced. Jared Evans, the quarterback, Valentino Green, Tavian Rashad, Manny Olatunde, even Mason Short, Dylan Hart a little bit. Lindmar is going to get Zach Luring back the way it looks tonight. He's been hobbled with an injury as of late, but they've also had very good balance. Brennan McGaffey has stepped in. Zach Luring, we'll probably see him a little bit tonight. Nemi Siowe has been a big runner. As of late. And, of course, Reese Phillips, a good thrower back there, throws a little bit more than Evans will as far as attempts per game, but they're both very good athletes under center.
Absolutely. Either one of these quarterbacks, in addition to their throwing ability, can run at any time. You know, Phillips is such a tremendous athlete. He's a threat to throw the ball. He's a threat to run the ball, and he breaks away for some nice yardage. When he just sees an open field, he can get downfield and really make you pay for not covering him in the as well. But then you go over on the other side. Evans, the quarterback for Jefferson, he's a big physical guy, and he loves to run that read option, and he knows how to get north-south in a hurry.
I say under center, but we're not going to see these quarterbacks under center.
No, it's going to be a lot of shotgun.
We're going to see the shotgun and the pistol formation in this one here tonight. We had a chance to talk with both coaches earlier on, and we're going to start things off with Bob Forsythe, the head coach of the Lindmar Lions, and his impressions as Lindmar gets ready to take on Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Kids have been real focused this week, and the coaches have done a good job on the short turnaround, and it's a short turnaround from here on out, so we're just going to keep working and keep getting the kids ready for each challenge.
Well, one good thing is the fact that you get an extra day to get ready for the first round next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right, and that is a bonus, so we're looking forward to taking advantage of that, and we don't have school tomorrow or Monday, so that's going to help us a little bit too, so we're hoping all those things add up to give us a little bit of an edge.
Well, this is a big game tonight because a chance to get second in the district and, more importantly, a chance to get that home game.
Well, absolutely. This is the biggest football game we've played in for a while. So, our kids understand what's at stake tonight, not to mention we'll have a winning record, not to mention, you know, all the things that you mentioned. So it's a big football game, but that's what you got to be. Every football game's big now. So I hope the kids are embracing it and we'll be ready to go tonight.
Kind of maybe treat this as the first playoff game, perhaps?
That's the first thing we told the kids on Saturday after the Waterloo West game, that this is the first playoff game, and so we've treated it like that, and we've approached it that way, and like I said, hopefully they've been pretty locked in all week, so we'll see how it goes.
And you got a familiar foe, obviously, going up against you tonight with Jefferson. What about the Jayhawks? What are you seeing?
Well, they're a good football team, and they do a lot of good things, and their record indicates that, and across town, anytime we play a Metro team, you know, it's always the same thing. It's a high interest for our kids, and I know for their kids too. So hopefully this will be a good high school football game tonight.
And everyone's got bumps and bruises, but what's it look like going into week 9?
Yeah, we're healthy as can be. We don't have anybody banged up. We've got a few kids with the sniffles a little bit, but that shouldn't be too much of a big deal. So we'll see how it goes, and we're healthy, and hopefully we'll have a good night tonight.
What would you like to see the Lions do going into the playoffs? What would you like to see them really get going?
Well, we got to come out with some high intensity tonight, high energy, high intensity. We always want to be physical. That's something that you really need in the playoffs. I want to see us move the ball on offense, get down the red zone and score. That's been a little bit of a hang-up for us. So, we're hoping we're hitting on all cylinders this time of year. We don't want to give up any big plays on special teams and try to get some. We haven't. Our special teams has been up and down this year. So I'd like to see us play a complete game and really finish well and really, just come out with a lot of energy and a lot of intensity. So that's what we're looking for.
Well, it should be a battle tonight. It always is when Lindmar and Jeff get together.
Well, absolutely. Like we said, a long history of playing each other, and our kids look at this as a big game, and we're hoping to do well tonight.
All right. Well, best of luck in this one tonight, Bob.
All right, Scott. Thanks.
Back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football.
Check
GYM.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium. We get ready for Jefferson and Linmar on this Week 9 Thursday night. And Brian Webb, the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, joining me. And Coach, great to get, like we talked about last Saturday, to get that playoff spot nailed down in Week number 8, isn't it?
Our kids are excited to make the playoffs for a second year in a row. But, this is a pivotal game. You know, you really don't want to be a 4 seed in your district, and you want to try and fight for the 2 seed. So everything's in front of us tonight. The kids know the scoring margin we have to win by, and they not only want to win, they want to win by more than that scoring margin. So our kids will be ready to play. They're excited for this opportunity, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, almost like I said, a playoff atmosphere, and that's the way it should be treated, because it's a big deal. You know, we'll get that seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is a big one. So many things on the line. You guys got the winning season already, but boy, finishing second in the district would look good.
Finishing second in the district and what I think is the second toughest district in the state would be a huge accomplishment for our kids. And so, we just got to go out and we got to execute. We can't play sloppy. We can't have turnovers. We can't have penalties. And our kids are well aware of what they have to do. So just got to go out and play Jayhawk football at the highest level possible, and our kids are well aware of that.
Short week, but how was the week of practice?
A week of practice was good. We had practice Sunday, and then so we got a full weekend. The kids were rested, but they're excited for the opportunity. And there's a lot of buzz going around the high school today and around the staff and our players. And not overly confident, but they're confident. And we just got to be able, like I said, just comes out to execution game of football. And you just can't lose teams due to penalties and turnovers. And I think if we do those things and we make tackles on defense, I think we'll be okay. But if we don't, we may struggle. So our kids are well aware of the things that they have to do to execute to win the game.
And coming off a confident performance last week in that win.
Yeah, Waterloo East, they're coming a long way. And our kids played hard. We got a lot of playing time for all of our GV kids that got in there. And so, it was a good win for our kids. We got home early and got rested. And so we turned our attention very quickly to Linmar after the Waterloo East game.
Well, what would you like to see Jefferson do tonight to get ready for the playoffs?
I'd like to see offensively us score a lot of points, and I'd like to see us just keep the gas pedal on the entire game. Defensively, I don't want to see us give up big plays. I want to see us be able to tackle in space, because those are things that you're going to have to be able to do regardless of playoffs in every game. And so, it's not so much about getting ready for the playoffs. It's about winning this game and executing at the highest level possible. And so our kids are well aware once again, and we're excited for the opportunity, and it's a good situation that Jefferson's in right now, and everything's right in front of us, and we hold our own destiny. We're not waiting on anybody else, and that's exciting that we can control those things.
Well, obviously a Metro rival, two teams that know each other, two programs that know each other.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a good job at Linmar, and we hung with them last year real close to the second half, but we're a new squad. Linmar's a new squad, and we like our matchups, and we like our personnel matchups, and I'm excited for a kid. I'm curious to see how they're going to compete tonight, and our Jayhawks always compete. They always compete, and we may not have sometimes the best practices during the week, but they're always ready on Friday night, and so they'll be ready tonight. It'll be exciting and a good matchup, and one I think the fans will be excited to watch.
Imagine it's going to be a pretty full house tonight.
I would think so. Beautiful night. I mean, I can't imagine. I was telling those guys week 9, I was wearing shorts at practice all week. I can't remember ever doing that, but it's just right here in front of us, and we're excited to get this thing started tonight. And once again, just comes down to execution and sticking with the game plan and being fundamentally sound.
That is head coach Brian Webb of the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson as we get closer and closer to kickoff time here at Kingston Stadium as the Jayhawks and the Linmar Lions get ready to go at it. We will have our national anthem for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes as the Jefferson Band of Blue is out on the field.
Did you see who's going to lead the Band of Blue here for the national anthem, Scott?
I did not.
That would be former Jefferson graduate and now superintendent of schools, Brad Buck.
Really?
Yes.
How about that? And he's going to lead the band here.
Yes, he is. He's up on the podium there, and Thad Driscoll has given him the baton.
How about that?
First, he's going to lead the fight song.
And they'll get that thing going here. But as we mentioned, we got a good one here tonight, Linmar and Jefferson, as Week 9 gets underway. We're going to go over all of the playoff teams in Class 4A, all the scenarios. We're going to do that. I spent about 40 minutes this morning and this afternoon putting that together. So we'll put that to good use coming up. I will tell you that it looks to be 18 of the 32 spots are already taken care of going into play tonight and tomorrow.
Well, tonight and tomorrow night are the big nights, and so much excitement coming into Week 9 every year, and that's the way it should be.
So we'll get the national anthem coming up, and then we'll get you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups again tomorrow night, Week number 9, and we will be right back here at Kingston Stadium to see if the district champion Washington Warriors can polish off an 8-1 season, as they'll entertain the Burlington Greyhounds coming up tomorrow night. And we'll have that for you, 7:15, right in there. That will be tomorrow evening right here on KGYM. And right now we'll go ahead and stand, honor America, and join the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Band of Blue as they honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Perform here tonight at Kingston Stadium as we get things rolling here in Week number 9. And while we got a moment, let's go down to Alex Kuhn on the sidelines and check in with our weather conditions and other things going on as we get ready for Jeff and Linmar here tonight. And Alex, beautiful night for football here as we get into the latter portion of the month of October. Should be a good one tonight.
Absolutely, guys. A very competitive football game is going to be taking place here on the field tonight, but the weather conditions could not be better. 57 degrees. There is a slight crosswind out of the east at 6 miles per hour, but it just doesn't look like it's going to affect the quarterback. So very even playing field tonight. A beautiful night for football.
And we'll be checking in with Alex periodically throughout the evening here tonight. Let's go ahead and send our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting offenses here tonight. It's brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. For home, auto, farm, life, and health, give them a call at 774-4620. The starting lineup offensively for the Linmar Lions looks like this. Up front for Linmar. Across the front line, it'll be a sophomore, Riley Higgins, the 6'2", 230-pounder. Also up front, Ben Diesler, 6', 230 pounds, and a junior. Number 59, Mitch Jarvis, 5'10", 215 pounds, and a senior. Dallas McFarland, one of the captains for Linmar, 6'1", 285, and a senior. And also up front for the Linmar Lions, they will have, if I can find the last one here, we'll see Mitch Jarvis at 5'10", 215, and a senior. The quarterback is Reese Phillips, 6', 175, and a junior. Phillips has had a very good junior season so far for the Linmar Lions. Completed 54% of his passes for 1,392 yards, 12 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions. Is also rushed for 154 yards this year. Now, there'll be 3 backs in there, in essence, for Linmar. Brendan McGaffey will get a lot of carries tonight for the Lions. He's a 5'11", 190-pound junior. Also going to see more Zach Luring tonight. He was a starter at the beginning of the year. Got a little dinged. He is back, 5'8", 180, and a senior. And we'll also see in there for Linmar tonight, Nemi Siaway, the 5'11", 178-pound junior. The receivers, Kirby Kerr, 6'1", 180, and a junior. Dan Gorsuch, the speedster, 6'3", 205, and a senior. And Josh Gassman, 5'9", 150, and a junior. Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups offensively for the Linmar Lions. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for the home team, the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and they will look like this. It'll be up front Colton Keel at 6'3", 190, and a junior. Alex Fernandez, one of the captains, 6'2", 215, and a senior. Ryan Neuberger, 6'2", 252, and a senior. Caleb Borson will be in there, 6'4", 312, and a senior. And also in there for Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Colin Steimer, 6'2", 210 pounds, and a senior. For the Jayhawks, Jared Evans is the quarterback, 6'2", 203, and a senior. Also a very good year. 60% completion percentage, 813 yards, and 11 touchdowns. It's also the leading rusher for the Jayhawks, 433 yards and 8 touchdowns on the ground. This read option starts with Jeff. The tailback, Tavian Rashad, 5'8", 181, and a junior. And the receivers for Jefferson, headed up by Mason Short, 5'10", 174, and a senior. Valentino Green, we'll see him in the slot, 6'3", 196, and a senior. And also for Jefferson, we'll see a lot of Manny Olatunde, and he is a 5'11", 181-pound senior. And those are your Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. And what are you looking forward to, John, as we get ready for the Lions and the Jayhawks?
Well, first thing I think about when I imagine this game in my mind tonight, Scott, is I think there's going to be a lot of points put on the board. I think that turnovers are going to play a huge role in this game. I don't usually like to say that in terms of predictions in a game because you don't want to jinx anybody, but both of these teams, I think, can ill afford to let the other one have a short porch. And if you're Jefferson, you don't want Linmar going out and taking an early lead, because sometimes they have a little trouble playing from behind and there's a little bit of pressure comes on them and they don't always deal with that real well. Linmar needs to get out to a fresh start. They need to get the lead. So who's going to get out to the early lead? Who's going to have big turnovers, Scott? To me, that's the story of this game. That and dealing with nerves, because the tension for both of these teams. Sometimes you play a little tight in a game like this, and until you just settle down and let the game come to you, you're going to have drop passes, you're going to have fumbles and things of that nature. So look for both teams. Maybe whoever comes out and is the loosest tonight gets off to the quickest start. That might be the key to the game in my mind.
Jefferson's going to get the ball first here in the ball game, and they will send Mason Short back along with Manny Olatunde to get the opening kick of the football game. Linmar will kick off from right to left with Alexi Bain. As Linmar in the white jerseys with the black numbers, the red stripes, and the black pants with the white and orange stripes and the black helmets. Jefferson all blue tonight. The Jayhawks in the navy blue jerseys with the white numbers and the Columbia blue trim. And the blue pants with the white helmets. Our officials tonight from the Mason City area, this is the Christensen crew. And they are playoff veterans from up there in north central Iowa. Set to go. Should be a good one. Second place and a home game on the line here as far as the playoffs. First round next Wednesday night. We'll have games for you right here on KGYM. As we wait for the official signal, here is the approach and the kick and a high end over end boot. Olatunde will have a chance at the 7. Straight ahead, 10 to the 15. Little stutter move, 20, and taken down on an ankle tackle at about the 27-yard line by Nemi Siowe. Or, no, check that. That was Nolan Hollinger who came through there and got him. And we'll mark it at the 27-yard line. 20 yards on the return, and it'll be first down and 10 for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. As the Jayhawks will run out of the pistol with twin receivers out to the left. And one setback. Rashad in the slot. He will get it on the end around. With a blocker in front, little stop-and-go move, and brought down as he crosses the 30-yard line at about the 31 by the safety, Josh Strauss, who came up on run support. And that'll be a pickup of about 5 on first down, so it'll be second down and 5.
Keenan Stewart, the sophomore, Scott, out leading the charges there on that block to the wide side of the field.
We're going to see more and more Keenan Stewart as we go through the year. 6'2", 200-pound sophomore. Slot right, man in motion, same play, other side, hand turning it upfield, 35, 40, big hole, 50, Rashad to the 40, to the 30-yard line, and finally drug down by Gassman, Tavian Rashad on a big run down to the line, 25-yard line.
Now, you wouldn't necessarily call that a jet sweep, but it was an end around there as Rashad was in motion, going to the wide side of the field and just blocked very, very soundly by the Jefferson offensive line.
Gain of 43 that time. And now Rashad, who's been in the slot, is going to set up as the lone back. Brock Hunt, leave tight end on the right side this time. They send short, starting in motion. They'll run the read option and snowed under. After faking the handoff was Evans. Good pursuit that time by the Lions. Alex Stryker was in there first, who's just gets better and better each week for Linmar.
You're going to hear that name a lot tonight because Stryker has been living up to his last name here as this season goes on. He's like a cobra out there. He just strikes.
Give you the Linmar defense here in a moment. Breeze, Garman, the sophomore, and Myers up front. As Linmar right now with a 7-man front on second down and 13. Evans in the shotgun. Starts his man in motion off the fake. Here's the throw to the wing. Caught Green, 30, 25-yard line. Breaks the tackle and pushed out of bounds. Short of the 20. They'll mark it at about the 21-yard line. That will pick up 7 there and make it a manageable third down coming up for the Jayhawks. The
naked wide receiver flare out into the flat there. Nobody downfield to block for him. And some misdirection, almost a little counter action with the passing game, Scott.
Hartzler in there. Hagmeyer, who's been absolutely brilliant for Linmar defensively as of late. Green in motion, and we've got movement up front. And it looks as though the Linmar defensive front may have jumped.
Well, and if they did, that'll be unfortunate because they had Jefferson in a big third down conversion situation here. And the signal coming, it is in fact encroachment by the defense. So what was a third and a long 6 is going to be a third and a short 2 now.
Linebackers for Linmar. Stryker in there. Also Troutman for the Lions. And Gassman, Walton, and Strauss in the defensive backfield. On third down, jet sweep. Here's Green breaking a tackle. 15, cutting it to the outside. To the 10, to the 5. Did he get the pylon? The officials look. They say yes. Touchdown. 16-yard run on third down. And Jefferson strikes first, and they've been getting to the corner against Linmar.
Just not able to set the edge defensively for Linmar, and they're getting outflanked as Jefferson just running at will around the outside of their defense right now.
Big plays. I think we're going to see a lot of them here tonight. And Jefferson sprung a couple right there. And less than 2 minutes into the game, the Jayhawks take the lead. Zeb Render to try the extra point. The left-footed kicker has it on the way, and it is good. And 10-11 to play here in the opening quarter. And Jefferson out in front. Jayhawks 7, Linmar nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the kickoff after this as you're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, the Bob Brooks Press Box, as Jefferson strikes 149 into the game to take a 7-0 lead over the Lions. As Linmar will drop Walton back to get the kick. As the Jayhawks will kick it off from left to right, up 7-0 in this big District 5 game in Class 3A. Here's the approach, and a squib kick this time, and it comes up to one of the upbacks. He'll take it on a couple of hops, and like a bulldozer, straight ahead across the 40, lowers the shoulder. That's Troutman. You give a linebacker the ball, and he's going to just go north and south. Brought it back to the 44, maybe.
Nicely fielded by Mark Troutman there. That could have squibbed away from him very easily, but he picked it up and then got about 5 yards after on the first contact there. That was nicely done by Troutman.
So it'll be first and 10, Lindmar. As the Lions break the huddle from the 44-yard line. Ball near hash mark. Four-man front for the Jayhawks. Out of the shotgun, Reese Phillips will send Gorsuch in motion. Low snap, gets it to Gorsuch, and he's upended on the sweep. And Jacob Beaton coming in there, who stayed home and made the big play, and that's going to be a loss of three.
These two teams offensively are so similar. They like to try and get motion going, hand off to a back, explore the edges, see if you're going to set an edge, get around you on the boundary. But that time Gorsuch didn't have any place to go. Played very nicely there by Beaton.
This is almost like an inter-squad scrimmage, basically.
It is. You know, they can just so easily scout each other, Scott.
Shotgun. Phillips back to throw. Being blitzed. Being pressured. Rolling right. Throws it away. Tried to get it to Kerr and just got rid of it. He was being chased there by Keenan Stewart, the sophomore linebacker.
And on a backside blitz, Tyler Uncle coming in, too. So there was no question that that ball had to be unloaded by Phillips or he was going to be run out of bounds or sacked.
Third down and long for Lindmar. Call it third down and a long 12 back on their own 42-yard line. Just underway, 7-0 Jayhawks. Ball middle of the field. To win, receivers left, two to the right. On third down, shotgun back is Phillips. Going to throw right side. Hit as he throws. Throws sideline incomplete.
Couple of wheel routes on either side of the field there.
Good pressure applied that time by the Jayhawks. Dylan Hart got in there. We're hearing different names in the Jayhawk defense and just getting more athletes in there.
Well, more depth for Jefferson this year than they have had in previous years. And, Scott, just look down at the sideline at all the bodies that are down there dressed for the varsity.
Tell you, Brian Webb has got this program back up.
Well, and he's not alone either. He's got a tremendous coaching staff. We were talking earlier in the pregame that this is one of the strongest coaching staffs Jefferson football has put together in a long, long time.
Punt time for Kerr. Woods back to get the punt. Gets it away. A high but short kick. Angling to the near side, and it's going to take a Jayhawk bounce to around the 40-yard line and out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. So it's only going to be about a 20-yard punt that time. And Jefferson up 7-0 is going to have great field position at their own 38.
Defense for Lindmar has got to rise up and stop Jefferson on this possession. They cannot afford to let them go up two scores this early in the game, Scott.
Yeah, you mentioned early scores. Jayhawks send Devontae Taylor to the right side. Inside handoff for shot. Big hole, 40. Lowers the shoulder, 45. Stretches for a first down. Going to come up about a yard short. They put him down at about the 47-yard line, and Jayhawks are going to go hurry up.
Yep, coming right up to the line, no huddling, looking over at the sideline, and play coming in immediately here as Evans comes up, and we'll see if he decides to change it once he sees the defense for Lindmar.
Taylor flanked to the right side, Hunt the tight end left. One set back out of the shotgun, Lindmar bringing the blitz. Inside handoff for Shad, runs by, gets to the 45, and still on his feet to the 35. Pinballs off another line, inside the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. 23-yard run for Tavian Rashad.
And that is just toughness, plain and simple, by Tavian Rashad. He could have gone down twice, but his low center of gravity kept his feet moving and his shoulder pads out in front of his helmet.
Big line splits, and we'll talk about that when we have a moment. Shotgun off the fake. Evans up the middle. He's got a hold. 25 to the 20 and tripped up as he gets a first down to the Lion red zone down to the Lindmar 19-yard line. And that's 11 more, but these line splits are huge, John.
They're gaping, and the Jefferson offense has had these all year. This is not something they brought out, especially for Lindmar tonight. We'll talk more about that.
Rashad left hip. Read option. Keeper by Evans and twirled down. Well, still on his feet. Got away from the sophomore Isaiah Garman and got a couple more yards down to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Isaiah Garman played that read option keep very, very well. He knew exactly what Evans was going to do when he pulled that ball out, and he just smothered him like a bear.
4 minutes into it, 7-0 Jefferson. And the Jayhawks on the prowl again. From the line 15, second down and six. Shortcoming in motion left to right. And here is the pitch out to short. Naked pitch to the 10. He cuts down and gets to about the 6-yard line. Interesting play. They sent short motion, stopped him, and then they pitched it to him.
Well, just when Linmar's defense starts keying on certain running plays that Jefferson's had, Brian Webb comes out with a little wrinkle, and that was one we've never seen Jefferson do.
Short and Taylor to the right side. First and goal, Jayhawks at the Linmar 7-yard line. One receiver to the left and tight end right. Short in motion to the left side. Read option, and the ball loosed at the 5-yard line.
Yep, and it's Linmar's ball.
And Linmar's got it.
Yep.
Lions come up with it. Bad exchange, and Logan Hagmeyer comes up with it, the senior.
This is what we talked about in the pregame for some of our keys to this ball game, Scott, and that is a huge play by Linmar's defense to be able to strip that ball away down deep inside the red zone and come up with it. This is a huge turning point in this game for Linmar.
First turnover of the night, and it goes Linmar's way. And the Lions will have it on the 6-yard line, we'll call it, as Jefferson had a head of steam up. First down, Lions, and they're going to go with the full house backfield here. Behind Phillips, here is the toss. And this is Siaway, and thrown down by Stewart. Right at the point of attack. Linmar just went student body left and had all the bodies out in front, but Stewart got through
there. Yeah, you've got the sophomore Stewart out there, and he just went through two blocks to wrap up the ball carrier and throw him down. If he does not do that, that play goes for a lot of yards for Linmar.
Second down and 10. Just underway here, 7-0 in favor of Jefferson. As Siaway remains the deep back. Here is the throw down the left sideline and incomplete, going for Kirby Kerr. Well covered out there as Justin Crockett out there for Jefferson along with Valentino Green.
I like that play, calling the deep route like that. You've got to keep the secondary for Jefferson honest back there. If they start creeping up, you're going to have trouble with that running game. So you've got to keep testing the boundaries deep. I like the verticality there. That's going to come back to pay off for Linmar, I think.
Borseth up front, Fernandez up front, along with Stewart for Jefferson. Devontae Taylor at one corner. Jalen Woods in there as another corner. Crockett in there and Valentino Green. Tavian Rashad in as a linebacker. Blitz coming. Penalty flag down. They set up the middle screen, caught at the 5, and Siaway brought down at the 10-yard line by Dylan Hart. And we'll see what the penalty flag is about. It's going to be motion on Linmar.
Now one of their backs left the backfield early, just before the ball was snapped.
Got to think Jeff's going to decline this.
I think they're going to let this go and force the punt here deep in Linmar's own territory.
First completion of the night for Phillips.
And again, I like that call. The little center screen there was set up nicely, and it will be declined by Jefferson.
I mean, the second three and out of the first quarter for Linmar. 6:39. Here in the first quarter, 7-0 Jefferson. As Linmar will get set to punt with Kerr. And dropping back for the Jayhawks is going to be the senior Jalen Woods. A 6-foot, 140-pounder, but he has some quicks. Jeff's going to get good field position again. Line of scrimmage, the 10-yard line. Jayhawks with 10 up there. They're coming to get it. Kerr gets it away.
Ooh.
Oh, was partially blocked. Was partially blocked. It's loose.
And
it's batted around. It goes back into the end zone, and Jefferson falls on it. Valentino Green has it for the score.
Yep. Second score of the night for Valentino Green, but slightly different. That ball was blocked or tipped and went straight up in the air, back down on the ground and started bouncing around. And my goodness, everybody was trying to get a piece of it. But Valentino Green was the recipient as he just fell on it in the end zone for Jeff.
Jayhawks get the special team score. Yeah, it had to be just by a fingertip that he got it. But it went straight up into the air. And we'll go to Alex here. Maybe he got a chance to see that. And we'll go after the extra point try by Zeb Render. As Green with the fumble recovery off the block punt in the end zone for the touchdown. And the extra point is good. And it's now 14-0 in favor of the Jayhawks. And Alex, we'll go down to you real quick on the sidelines. And this is one amped up Jefferson football team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I love the spread jet sweep action that they like to run, but that last punt was partially blocked. I couldn't tell who blocked it, but it went straight up in the air. The interesting factor on that punt, it was a poor snap, and that was what got let the Jefferson rush get to the punter. And just a big-time momentum swing for Jefferson after the turnover.
All right, Alex, thanks.
Well, Scott, Bob Forsyth told you in his pregame remarks that he needed to have his team come out and play good special teams tonight. He said they've got to shore a few things up. Maybe that punt team and the errant snap there is one of the things he was referring to.
Well, you mentioned in the pregame, John, that neither one of these teams could afford to fall behind. And that's what Linmar has done, and Jefferson's top two there quickly onto the scoreboard.
Well, you can give credit to Jefferson right now for the fast start, but Linmar, this is not a team that's going to knuckle under and go away, Scott.
Caleb Kesterson to kick off from left to right with the orange shoes, you got to love. Another squib kick picked up at the 20-yard line. 25 to the 30 and brought down at the 38-yard line as Dylan Hart made the stop. As one of the up backs took it back, that was Logan Hagmeyer. Took it back to about the 38-yard line.
I think if you're Reese Phillips, you've got to find a way to get the ball in Daniel Gorsuch's hands right now, Scott. He is your playmaker. He's one of the fastest guys in the state. He can make things happen. They've got to find a way to get him involved in this offense right now.
Jayhawks with the four-man front. First and 10, Linmar down 14 to nothing. Phillips with one set back, trip receivers to the right, Gorsuch in motion, off the fake, they'll hand it short side in a hole, 40, 45, luring back in there, and gets into Jeff territory as he outflanked the Jayhawks down to about the Jefferson 37-yard line.
Welcome back, Zach Luring, as he looks like he was anxious to tote that pigskin, as he hasn't had a chance to for quite some time.
First down of the night, Tavian Rashad is still down.
On the sideline, Jefferson sideline.
Now, will they stop play just for a moment? And it looks like they will as he's...
Yeah, I think he had somebody fall on him. He's kind of got his hands on his chest. Assistant coach Cody Northern has got his helmet and looks like maybe there's some part of that that needs to be fixed.
Devin Green out there leading the way that time for Linmar. And you're not going to miss him. 6'1", 372 and a senior.
When he gets a load of steam going, boy, you're not going to defeat that block. I'm just here to tell you.
Timeout going to be called, an injury timeout here with Jefferson up 14 to nothing.
If Tavian Rashad has to miss some time in this game, that's going to be a blow to the Jefferson defense because he is one of their most aggressive linebackers, Scott, and one of the guys that is really, really counted on by Chris Buesing when it comes to the stunt package and just one-on-one tackling that they have to have.
And they're still looking at it. We'll go down to Alex here in just a little bit.
He's still down on his back. He's got his knees up. It doesn't look as though it's necessarily a leg issue. I think he might have just had the wind knocked out of him.
Could be. As Luring got a good head of steam up and came up with a 25-yard run right there. And, Alex, we can go down to you here on the sidelines. And you had a good look at Tavian Rashad. You see any problems down there?
It looked pretty bad when he initially went down. Someone asked him, are you okay? He said no, but he was pointing to his stomach. I believe he just got the wind knocked out of him. He was having a little bit of trouble catching his breath, but it looks like he has caught his breath. I think he just did get the wind knocked out of him.
Yep, he's up and ready to go. Thanks, Alex. First down, Luring on the hand, inside handoff, running hard. Inside the 35 and down to the 33-yard line for four. Running back that has been out for a while. Fresh legs.
Yes, and he has got great body lean. When he gets that ball, his helmet and shoulder pads are so far out in front of his feet that if you try and tackle him high one-on-one, he's going to roll you for another 5 yards if he goes down.
Mark Troutman coming in with the play for Linmar. He'll flank out to the right along with Kerr and Gassman. Gorsuch to the left. One set back, shotgun, second down, six. Gorsuch in motion to the right side, read option, and the handoff, Luring. Little stop-and-go move, and then pushed back, but close to a first down as it gets down to the Jayhawk 26, and they will move the chains. First down as Valentino Green came up to make the big hit.
Well, let's not discount the job that the offensive line here is blocking. You've got McFarland and Higgins and Beasler and Jarvis up there. They're coming off the ball low and hard right now, pushing the Jayhawk defenders back, Scott.
And Devin Green. He's the big man up there at 372 pounds. First down, Linmar trying to get on the board. 5:08 clock rolling, first quarter. 14-0, Jefferson. Winner gets second place in the district. Low snap. Here is the handoff. Coming left. This is McGaffey. And he gets inside the 20 to the red zone down to the 19-yard line. So a little change of pace there as Brennan McGaffey. He's had the majority of the carries since Luring has been out.
And he's had a good season, too. Nice little counter action there. Caught the Jayhawk defenders all reading full flow. Had to stop and cut back and come back to that. And that was a nice first down pickup here. And Linmar now inside the red zone, Jefferson.
Second down and a little less than four for the Lions. Man in motion. Here is the read option. And Phillips keeps it this time and gets buried. Going to lose about a yard. Caleb Borseth came through there. Big number 79 for the Jayhawks, one of their defensive tackles.
Some indecision on that zone read handoff there as McGaffey, I believe, thought that he was going to get the ball, but Phillips then pulled it out, and there was that just short pause and indecision there was what allowed Jefferson to converge on Phillips then.
Third and four back at the 20. Lions looking to get on the board. McGaffey, the lone setback, on the right hip of Reese Phillips. Three receivers to the right. Jayhawks showing blitz. Here they come. Off the fake. Phillips the throw. Guns the left side. Too high and complete for Gorsuch. Covered out there by Devontae Taylor. And a fourth down. And we'll see.
You're going to see Alexi Bame.
Yep, I think we're going to see the All-State soccer player.
He's a tremendous kicker. And this is right in his wheelhouse. From the left hash. It's going to be no problem with distance here.
They'll mark it at the 27-yard line. It'll be a 37-yard attempt. As Alex mentioned, the wind blowing right to left. This is from the near side hash mark to get Linmar on the board. Good snap, placed down. Plenty of leg on the kick, and it's up and good. No doubt.
He is a tremendous kicker.
Alexi Bame with a 37-yard field goal, and the Lions are on the board. It's Jefferson 14, Linmar 3, 3:43 to play here in the first quarter. Back with a kickoff after this here on KGYM.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports. They're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
So if you like offense, this might be your game tonight. 14-3 Jefferson, 3:43 to play here in quarter number one. As we rejoin you from the Bob Brooks press box here at Kingston Stadium. As Alexi Bame with a 37-yard field goal. Lions just had to get points here.
Absolutely. Just what the doctor ordered for Linmar. You know, right now, it's a little bit like a prize fight. Jefferson's come out and just throwing all the punches they've got. Linmar's hanging in there, but they needed to counterpunch, and that's what they did with that Alexi Bame field goal.
High kick and down to the one-yard line. Here comes, looks like Rashad. And Manuel Atunde. And he'll take it across the 20 out to the 24-yard line.
Rashad, though, is coming back in. Evidently, Cody Northern gave him his helmet back.
Not going to get it away from Cody too many times.
Cody probably try and put it on and sneak back in there if I know him.
First down for the Jayhawks. And they'll have it at the 24-yard line. 3:37 to play here in the opening quarter. They send Rashad in motion. He gets it on the jet sweep, turning the corner to the 25. Hit hard, got bumped at the 30 and out to the 32-yard line. Same play they started the game with was Rashad at a slot.
Well, first of all, it's good to see Rashad back in there if you're a Jefferson fan, but Linmar again, their defense has got to rise up right now. They cannot let Jefferson march all the way downfield. In fact, they've got to just get the ball back in their hands because their offense is on a roll right now.
Keenan Stewart, the lone setback. Same play. Stewart out blocking in front. Breaking a tackle, Rashad coming to the right side to the 40. Cuts it back to the 45 and to the 50-yard line. Strauss again on the stop along with Sam Breeze and the nose guard, Jace Myers. First down, Jefferson.
Good job of reading blocks there by Tavian Rashad, who showed some good patience to let it develop.
18 more, and Rashad is having a whale of a first quarter. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Slot left, slot right. Receiver to the left. Here's Olatunde. Got a good kickout block. Coming to the left. Turns the corner. 45 to the 40. Turns on the Jets. Look out. He is to the 20, to the 10, and is gone. Touchdown, Jayhawks, and we have an injured Lion down at about the 35-yard line.
50-yard scamper, and again, Jefferson outflanks the defense for Linmar in a bad way.
Manny Olatunde with the 50-yard touchdown run. And big plays.
Well, the blocking has just been superb right now on the perimeter for Jefferson's offense. That's what's allowing them to run and outflank the corners of the defense for Linmar.
The injured line up and off on his own power. As Eberender getting set to tack on the extra point for the Jayhawks. Good snap. Placement made. The kick blocked.
Yep.
I think it was Sam Breeze that got it. And with 2:41 to play here in the first quarter, it's now Jefferson 20, Linmar 3. Back with the kick in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
20-3, Jefferson. And we were talking about momentum here, John, during the break. So many times you see a team come out sky high like this. And you said during the break the magic phrase, can they keep this up for 48 minutes?
This is the hottest I've ever seen a Jefferson team come out and start a game in a long, long time. But it's a 48-minute game, Scott. Can they sustain this throughout the entirety of the game?
That's the question. Here's the kick. Walton will have a shot at it. At the 7 with blockers in front. Gets to the 15. Little stop-and-go move at the 20 and down at the 23. Good special teams coverage that time by the Jefferson Jayhawks.
Well, the offense for Linmar has got to come out and put a sustained drive together, Scott. A, they've got to get points on the board because this is just turning into a good old-fashioned gunslinger shootout. And B, they've got to keep their defense off the field. That defense for Linmar has been out there a long time.
Yes, they have been. They're talking defense over there on the far sideline. Luring will stay in as the lone setback. Three receivers right, one to the left. Lions from the far hash mark. Send Gassman in motion. Read option. Here is the handoff to Luring, angling right. Twist down at about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Tavian Rashad, Brock Hunt making the stop that time for the Jayhawk defense. Give him about four out to the 28-yard line. Luring with four carries now for 39 yards here in the first quarter. So you're listening to High School Football tonight at 1600 AM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Down to 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Down to 12 on the play clock from the right hash mark. Again, Gassman in motion. Back to throw Phillips, being chased by Stewart. Rolls left, throws, and it's incomplete. Off the hands of the intended receiver, Gassman. As Phillips threw a fastball over there And Stewart almost got the deflection and got the intercept.
Man, that is one good-looking sophomore there. And I think Brian Webb has got him out there and brought him along so quickly this season that he's just able to set that edge, which right now is what the defense for Linmar has not been able to do. And I know they're talking about it fast and furious over there on the visitor sideline.
Third down, Linmar. Lions are 0 for 3 on third down tries. Troutman, Kerr, and Gassman to the left. Gorsuch to the right. Out of the gun. Third down. Quick snap. Back to throw. Phillips looking left. Now throws the middle. Caught. Crossing pattern. Troutman at the 40, and he's got a first down. Tackled at the 45 by Valentino Green, but a gain of 17 and a Linmar first down.
Good patience by Reese Phillips of letting that play develop. The triple receivers did their crossing routes out there, and it really confused the secondary of Jefferson as they had some busted coverage there, and that allowed the receiver to come wide open and convert that first down. Boy, did Linmar need that.
Third catch of the year for Troutman, but that was a big one. 90 seconds to play, first quarter. Here's a handoff, luring right up the middle. Green pulled, tried to run behind him, and got about three to about the 48-yard line. So Luring's had a good first quarter. Tavian Rashad has had a good first quarter. As Linmar will get into the huddle here for second down and a little more than seven.
Both of these teams with their wide offensive line splits make it so important that the defenses going against them are sure tacklers one-on-one.
Second down, a little more than seven. Twins are making trips to the left. Man in motion and the jet sweep. Coming to the left side, turning the corner as Luring gets to the Jefferson side of the field and knocked out of bounds. Rashad, Green, and Hunt bring him down just short of a first down at about the Jeff 46-yard line.
Nicely blocked there by the offensive line for Linmar as they did a nice job of getting that corner turned there.
Third and two for the Lions. Right below us at the 46-yard line. 20-3, Jefferson out in front. Clock stop 47 and 4/10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Full house backfield for Linmar. Siaway the deep back, he'll get it, and leaps the pile and flails ahead for what appears to be enough for a first down.
Yeah, that should be enough to move the chains. Nice job by Siaway there of jumping over a pile of bodies to get that.
They bring Hageman in there, they bring Myers in there, and then bring Garmin in. That's the beef look for Linmar.
Yeah, that's the jumbo package, and they're doing a nice job of getting a rhythm going in their offense now, Scott. That was missing a little bit earlier in this first quarter, but you can just tell Bob Forsyth's getting his package going now.
And now we've got an injury timeout here as Linmar got into the huddle, and then one of the linemen just took a seat and appears to be injured, and that might be Mitch Jarvis.
I think they're looking at an ankle right now, but I didn't see any strange contorted movements or anything on that last play.
Okay, this is exactly what we thought it would be. Some big plays, hard hitting.
Oh my.
You got two rivals going at it.
Just tooth and nail. These two want that second seed so badly. And, you know, I understand why Jefferson is so hot out of the chute right now, Scott. They have a memory of having to go down as a fourth seed last year to Tuvel Stadium in Bettendorf, and that was not a fun experience for the Jayhawks or their coaching staff. I'm sure they talked all week long about, do we want to get Bettendorf again and go back down to Tuvel? Whether or not they're going to be able to sustain this for four quarters is yet to be seen, because we're not even to the second quarter yet.
First down as the clock winds. Could be the final play of this first quarter. 20-3, Jefferson out in front. And Linmar will bring McGaffey in there as one setback. And Twins to the right side on first down, long count. Five in the play clock and off the fake. Phillips back to throw, under pressure, down he goes. Brock Hunt, or check that, Dylan Hart got him. And that's going to do things for the first quarter here on the first sack of the night, which will be a loss of seven. We've come to the end of the first quarter, and after one, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 20. Linmar 3. We will take a 30-second break and come back with the second quarter right after this as you're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
IMON Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At IMON, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. IMON is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Alex Kuhn with you. As the Jayhawks of Jefferson lead the Linmar Lions 20-3. And some very interesting numbers that I'll share with everybody here, John, from the first quarter coming up in a moment. As Jefferson has been terrific on the ground so far in this ball game. After the sack, Linmar with a second and long out of the gun, deep gun. Phillips backing up, setting up the screen. It is caught at the 41-yard line and brought down immediately McGaffey. And he's going to lose about four more.
And again, Dylan Hart in the backfield there to grab McGaffey's jersey. Otherwise, that is a nicely conceived play that's set up there on the screen. That would have gone well, but Hart back in there again.
First quarter numbers, John. 68 total yards for Linmar, 47 on the ground, and 21 through the air. And for Jefferson, 202 yards, 195 in the first quarter on the ground for Jeff. That's pretty impressive. Third down and long. Jefferson showing blitz. Here they come. Phillips rolling to the right side. Gets away from Beaton. Still rolling to the right side. Throws up field and threw it away. Incomplete. Troutman, the intended receiver, closest one there. Crockett was all over him, and Linmar will punt.
Boy, Jacob Beaton lowering the boom on Phillips after he threw that pass. I think a lot of Linmar fans wanting a little flag action there for roughing the passer afterwards.
Didn't get it, though.
Official right there, no call.
Kerr to punt to Woods. From left to right, line of scrimmage, the Linmar 44, so Jefferson's going to get it back. They got the last one. Here is the kick, end over end, short. Woods will let it bounce, goes scooting by him, retreats, goes inside the 10, inside the 5, and will be touched dead at the 4-yard line. And a great punt. 52 yards on that punt. And Jefferson will have it deep in their own kitchen at the 4-yard line. But up 20-3.
Well, Jefferson won the battle of the first quarter, but there's still three-fourths of this game to be played. I'll tell you a quick story. On my way up to the press box tonight, I saw the godfather of Jefferson football, Bob Ask, faithful at almost 90 years of age. And I said, Bob, give me one quick thing. What do you want to see from your old Jayhawk team tonight? And he said, I want to see a great first quarter. Well, Bob Ask, you got it.
Yes, he did. Evans sends a man in motion. And on the inside, handoff Rashad hit hard at the point of attack. Fell forward for about a yard. And Tavian Rashad, John, six carries, 106 yards in that first quarter for the Jayhawks. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Linmar. So the Lions will get ready to talk it over here with 10:46 to play in this first half. Again, at halftime, we will go over the playoff scenarios, who's in, who needs help, who can get in by helping themselves. And we'll take a look at Class 4A from both sides of the state.
And it's certainly going to be different doing this for the last time. I was thinking on my way driving over to the stadium tonight, Scott, how 365 days from now it's going to make a huge difference. And maybe we'll have a little time at some point we can talk about that, too. I know we might have some time tomorrow night to talk about
it. I think we may have some time tomorrow night. Washington hosting Burlington. And we're not going to sugarcoat it, everybody. There's not a whole lot of choices this year for week number 9. As the Warriors will entertain the Greyhounds. We haven't seen a Burlington football team yet.
I've never called a Burlington game. I'm guessing you have somewhere in your past, but I haven't.
Basketball, but not a...
Not football.
Not a football game. After the Lion timeout, second down and 9, Rashad the lone setback. Evans in the gun. Sends Green in motion. He'll get it on the sweep. Cuts it up at the 5 and push back. Lions with better defense that time in the interior. And coming up with the stop, Shea Hartzler was in there for Lindmar. And also Logan Hagmeyer.
Big key down, third down conversion here for Jefferson. And the defense for Lindmar stiffening right now. They would love to force this punt and get the ball back somewhere around midfield or better.
Woods flanked to the left. Green and Zabo to the right side for the Jayhawks. One set back, long count. Shotgun snap back. They set up the middle screen. Caught Green. Coming left 10 to the 20. Open field at the 25 and brought down across the 30 out to about the 32-yard line. Jayhawks just spread the field and got Lindmar all over the place.
What a beautiful call by Brian Webb. Misdirection to the right-hand side of their offense and then streaking back across the middle of the field to the left, the go-to man, Valentino Green.
Gain of 23, second catch tonight for Valentino Green. From the left hash mark at the 33. Under 10 minutes here. Time remaining, first half. 20-3, Jefferson. Short coming in motion. He stops. They run the read option. Evans on the keeper. Breaking tackles to the 40. He's to the 50. Cuts it to the near side to the 40-yard line. And ankle tackled on a touchdown-saving stop by Walton at the Lindmar 33-yard line.
And that's why Jared Evans is the leading rusher on the team this year for Jefferson. When he gets the chance to call his own number on that zone read option, he usually can make the most of it.
Well, Jefferson is just coming up with chunk play after chunk play.
Well, and one of the things is with those wide line splits, Scott, think about the defense for Lindmar and anybody that plays Jefferson. If you shoot through a little too soon and get into lane two, it's all behind you.
First and 10 at the 33. Here comes the blitz. Hit as he throws. Is Evans going downfield, leaping and incomplete. Off the hands of Taylor. Walton was right there step for step as Devontae Taylor out jumped Walton, but Walton just got a fingertip on it.
Well, that was right in front of Alex Coonan. I think we ought to throw it down and let Alex talk about that maybe at some point here.
Yeah, we'll go after this play here because Jefferson's lining up quickly. They'll put Woods over to the right side. Green slot right. Rashad behind Hunt in the slot left. Stewart the lone back. Second down at 10. Rashad coming in motion. He'll get it. Turns it up at the 35 to the 30. Gets through there to the 20 to the 15. Little stop and go move at the 10. Oh. Ducks under and gets inside the 5 and down to the 4-yard line. Again. 29 more for Tavian Rashad. And a first and goal coming up for the Jayhawks. And we'll still try to get it to Alex. Alex, if you got a moment, we can throw it to you. That was a great play by Rashad and a great try there for that pass reception the play before.
Yeah, it was a good throw on the play before. Speaking of the Lindmar defense, they're just getting outflanked. They're trying to cut under blocks on the perimeter. And against a spread team, that is a recipe for disaster and big plays. And that's what we've seen so far from Jefferson.
Hand off Rashad straight up the middle, and not much this time. Lions trying to scrape at the ball. They couldn't get it. Going to be a gain of about a yard for Tavian Rashad. And it'll be second down and goal.
Rashad just punished there as he's trying to go through the A-gap. And I'll tell you what, for a first half, he has had some major collisions.
Of course, one of the top wrestlers for Jefferson.
Well, I think Matt Orton and Dick Briggs would tell you he's one of the toughest guys around, and you're going to hear a lot of him from the mat this winter as well, like you said.
Green coming in motion, and he'll get it on the sweep. Turning left and into the end zone for the touchdown.
The hat trick.
Valentino Green, 2 rushing and 1 on special teams. And a 3-yard touchdown run, and the Jayhawks extend the lead to 26-3. Who would have thunk this?
Well, it's easy to forget, Scott, after that long drive. That started on their own 4-yard line.
That's a 96-yard touchdown drive. Render for the extra point. Line drive kick on its way. Good. 8:15 to play here in the opening half. Jefferson 27, Lindmar 3, back with a kick after this 30-second break here on KGYM Sports.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Back with you at the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium, the Jefferson Jayhawks looking for their first win over Linmar since 2008. They lead it 27-3. Winner gets second place in the district. And if this keeps up, the state of Iowa is a very interesting decision to make, and we'll talk more about that at halftime.
Let's just not count any chickens before they roost here, because there's a whole second half plus 8 minutes left in the second quarter.
Kesterson with the kick, end over end, but a short kick, and takes a sideways bounce. Loose finally picked up at about the 8-yard line to the 20-yard line, and this is Gorsuch. Put him back there, and a good return. Ball came loose, but they're going to say that Gorsuch was down at about the 37-yard line.
Beautiful return by Gorsuch, and if you give him even a little seam or a step, he will blow by you, and you will be looking at the back of his jersey.
Now, Linmar, they got to get something going offensively here.
Well, they've got good starting field position, courtesy of that return by Gorsuch. Now they've got to find a way to keep mixing it up, Scott. The reason they went down and got that field goal from Alexi Baim is that they did a good job of the short passing game, mixing up some vertical throws to keep the defensive secondary honest, and yet pounding the ball straight ahead.
Gorsuch to the right side. Gassman goes in motion, and he'll line up on the left. McGaffey the setback, off the fake, Phillips back to throw, has time, throws crossing pattern, caught Kerr at about the 44-yard line, so that will go for about six. And good gain on first down there.
Good blocking by the offensive line. Phillips stood tall in the pocket and just waited for the play to develop and got a nice crossing route there from Kerr, and that's a nice first down play.
Kerr with the third, make it fourth most receptions for Linmar. But he's a big play guy, averaging 25 yards a catch. That one went for seven. Jeff showing blitz, second down, handoff McGaffey, angling to the left, pushed back, short of the first down. Give him about a yard to the 45-yard line. Uncle was in there, Fernandez, and also Rashad again. And third and short coming up for the Linmar Lions.
Well, this is an extremely important third down conversion for Linmar. They've got to find a way to keep move the chains here and keep the ball in their offense's hands, Scott.
You almost think it might be four down territory.
Well, it could well be, even though they're not quite to their 50-yard line yet, but they must get this first down.
Under 7 minutes. Time remaining first half, 27-3. Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Jumbo formation, a tight formation. And the handoff to Siaway, and he busts the left side and has a first down. They bring Hagman in there, they bring Myers in there, and they just run right behind him.
Well, they do, and then they bring in the tight ends, and so they've just got as many bodies inside that box as they can possibly get. Two fullbacks, in essence, leading the way for Siaway there. And Siaway does a nice job of waiting for it to develop. But he's got some good verticality, too. He loves to jump over the pile when there's a short yardage situation.
McGaffey back in there as the featured back. First and 10, Linmar. Twins left, twins right. Off the fake, Phillips rolls to the right side. Tucks it under, and he's going to run. Directing traffic to the 50. Cuts it back at the Jayhawk 45-yard line. And brought down on an ankle tackle, a solo job by Valentino Green.
This is where Reese Phillips is dangerous. We've seen him do this before this year. He looks off all of his coverage, and if there's nobody to throw to and he sees an alley on the outside, he's got the wheels to get out there and get some good yardage.
Alex Fernandez a little gimpy, but he's going to stay in the game. Second down and three. Kerr, Gorsuch, and Gassman. All out to the left side. Nope, check it. Gorsuch in motion to the right. And the handoff luring up the middle. And close to a first down. Pushed back by Tavian Rashad. Kind of a slow developing read option that
it
time.
It was. And I don't think that they're going to be able to move the chains there. But this is definitely four down territory. And they've got third and short here. So what they've got to do is just keep doing what they're doing right now, Scott. And that's getting positive yardage on every play and keep the chains moving. If they can get this first down, that will be huge to their confidence level at this point.
And back to the jumbo package. Garmin in there. Myers. and Hagman. Hagmeyer, I beg your pardon. This time a quarterback sneak by Phillips. And it looks like he's got enough to move the chains.
And that's what you do. You just got to keep those chains moving right now if you're Linmar. Keep momentum going straight ahead right now, because I'm not going to say the Jayhawks are on their heels, but you're moving the ball on this drive, and the white shirts are pushing the blue shirts back at this point.
Boy, it's interesting. It's just the cyclical effect of high school sports, because you're looking back 3 or 4 years ago, it was Linmar with the big play offense.
Yes.
And Jefferson wanted to control the clock, and
yes,
now it's almost opposite.
It's high school football. Things change in a hurry sometimes.
Trips to the left. Phillips back to throw. Off play action. Being rushed, and they get him. Back at about the 47-yard line. Borsett along with Keenan Stewart and also Tyler Uncle.
Yep. Tyler Uncle is Chris Busing, defensive coordinator's go-to man, I think, when he wants somebody coming off of the corner on the outside there. But don't diminish the fact that Caleb Borseth came in there. Three down linemen, two of them found their way to the quarterback.
That was a coverage stack, too, because Phillips could not find an open receiver.
You know, I think one of the things that's been lost in Jefferson's story this year, Scott, is how good their secondary has been to this point.
Second down, 17, four-man front. Out of the shotgun, Phillips off the fake, rolling right. Under pressure,
oh,
he is buried. Jacob Beaton, absolutely waylaid the junior quarterback. At the 42-yard line.
Chris Busing just calling the dogs down on the quarterback right now. And Beaton just smothered Phillips underneath, and he'll have a little trouble coming off. Phillips is not injured, but he's just coming over to get the next play.
And that is a big nominee for our Slobberknocker Award, not only brought to you by Mr. B's, the home of Sands Pizza and Calzones, but also by Solberg's on Edgewood Road Northwest, making awarding rewarding with some great trophies and medals. Third down and 27. They empty the backfield. Here comes the blitz. Phillips rolls away from Beaton this time, being chased to the 40, 45 to the 50, and out of bounds, as he's out at about the Jayhawk 47-yard line. So going to get about 11 back, but still way short of the first down.
Linmar faithful looking for a flag there as Zachariah Szabo ran the ball carrier quarterback Phillips out of bounds there and tackled him, but it wasn't really malicious.
I guess kind of got tangled up there. Kerr to punt. Woods drops to about the 24 to get the punt. And we've got a penalty flag, and looks like movement up front.
Mm-hmm. Somebody pulled up early for the punt team of Linmar there.
Going to talk to both coaches at halftime. 3:14 away in a very quick-moving first half. As Kerr, with his third punt, has had one blocked.
He had a dandy on the last one, though, down to the 4-yard line.
Snap back. Rush coming, got this one away. A high, wobbly floater. Woods under it at the 18. Took it in traffic and gets a couple back to about the 20-yard line.
Good job of fielding that there, because that ball, if it's not caught, is going to be down inside probably the 10-yard line again for Jefferson's offense. But as it is now, they're at about their own 20. And, Scott, we've got another Lion down over on the Lion sideline.
Yep. See if we can get a number on the injured Linmar player.
Very similar in reaction to what we saw from Tavian Rashad as he's kind of holding his stomach, and I think this may be another situation where the wind got knocked out of the young man.
I tell you, Linmar held the ball for over 5 minutes and could not get any points on the board, still down 27-3. And the injured line, who is up and going off on his own, is Sam Breeze. And he is one tough hombre.
Yes, he is. He jogged off, and he's almost as if to say, I'll be back in, just give me one play off.
Yeah, and he's the usual defensive lineman for Linmar, so they're going to have to send in a sub there as Baylor Pree comes in. First and 10, Jayhawks from the far side hash. 3:04 to play before half. Jeff with all three of their timeouts and up 27-3. Short in motion, off the fake. Evans takes it himself, not much. Off the right side, got one, maybe two. And Jefferson going to go quickly here. And as you called it, John, Breeze right back in there.
Yeah, he is a tough young man. And I think he just may have had the wind knocked out of him. But Not quite as severely as Tavian Rashad did earlier.
Rashad stays in the backfield. Hunt will line up tight end left. Twins left, one receiver to the right. Short starts in motion, and penalty flags fly. And now this time it might be Jefferson with some movement. They will back him up five, says Mr. Christensen. First penalty of the night for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, we have not seen Jefferson punt the ball yet tonight, but the way they're backing up inside their own 20 now, Lindmar would severely love to force the first punt for Jefferson tonight and maybe even get a block or, at worst, some excellent field position. They've still got 2.5 minutes left in this half. They can get some points on the board.
And two timeouts. I would not be surprised to see Lindmar use one here if they hold Jefferson. Shotgun snap, back to throw. They set up the middle screen, caught by Green. Little shake and bake move at the 17. It gets ahead to about the 20. And we'll see if Lindmar calls a timeout
here. I think you should call a timeout right here if you're Lindmar.
Only a 3-yard gain.
Well, Jefferson's going to stop it because they've got a player down now.
Yeah, they've got an injured player.
So that's huge for Lindmar.
And that's one of the linemen.
Did not have to use a timeout, and the clock is stopped here to attend to the injured Jayhawk.
Might be Colton Keel, the junior left tackle, the 6'3", 190-pounder.
Yeah, brother of the All-State, second-team All-State lineman last year, Dalton Keel. Also state runner-up heavyweight in wrestling, but also getting some great playing time as a true freshman for the Quahogs this year.
Yeah, for Coach Staker. And looks like little brother is going to be okay. There's been some popping going on.
These teams have just really been hitting hard, and all the people down, it's no surprise. You talk about a possibility of not having the same feeling in a game like this next year, Scott. We can talk about that, but these two teams want this second seed in the District 5 so badly.
Yep.
They can it just hurts they both want it so badly.
Short slot left. Valentino Green will line up slot to the right side on third down and a long 10. Lindmar, five-man front. They bring the blitz. Here it comes. Picked up. Evans throws right side. Crossing pattern caught. 25 to the 30. Short lowers the shoulder and has a first down to about the 36-yard line. And that will move the chains. A gain of 15 and a Jayhawk first down.
Huge conversion there by Mason Short coming out of the backfield. A little misdirection. It was his last look-off, check-off receiver. And Evans found him.
Clock stopped momentarily. They'll set the chains and then crank it up. Minute 40 to play. Jayhawks with the football. They hand it off. Here comes Green coming to the left side. Penalty flag right in the middle of the pile as he's thrown down by Hagmeyer.
Valentino Green on the carry.
And this might be a hold here on the Jayhawks. We shall see. Also Strauss coming up to make the tackle, and it will be a holding call against Jefferson. That will back the Jayhawks 10. Sophomore game, the finale for most of those young men for the year. Jefferson completing a nice sophomore season.
Yes.
26-7 with the win over Lindmar. I believe the Lions finished 4-5 as sophomores this year. And I think Jeff, five or six wins.
Which is pretty good for, I think, a team that is freshman only won one game.
After the mark caught, first and 21. Evans on the quarterback draw. Shakes one man. 25 to the 30. Cuts him near sideline to the 40. Gets a block to the 50. And out of bounds in Lindmar territory as Evans calls his own number and goes for 35.
Well, how about the shake and bake he put on that linebacker there? Just froze him in his shorts. And then bounced it to the outside, ran right down the Jefferson sideline, and they are knocking on the door here. Ball's coming back. He must have stepped out at the 40, however.
This story of this game has been Jefferson getting on an island, getting outside, yep, and using their speed. That has been the story of this game. Receivers left and right, shotgun snap, back to throw, hit as he throws. Evans gets a strike to the 30-yard line on the crossing pattern, and that's caught by Zabo. And Evans took a big hit.
Soft hands there for Zabo as he was hit immediately upon catching that ball as well. But again, another first down. Jefferson up at the 30 of Lindmar now.
Clock starts, minute 11. and rolling. Jeff still with three timeouts. Short in motion, and he'll get it on the sweep. Got a good block from Rashad to the corner. 25 to the 20 and out of bounds. At the 16, that's going to be gain of 14 more and another first down.
Boy, Linmar fans are going to be weary of hearing me say this, Scott, but their defense has just not been able to set an edge tonight. There has been no contain for the outside running or passing game of Jefferson.
Jayhawks looking for their sixth win of the year and a home game next Wednesday. First and 10 at the Linmar 16. Wide side of the field to the left. Rashad, the lone setback. Slot man comes in motion. They'll run it short side to Rashad and tripped up. Short gain down to about the 14. Still time as we go under a minute. Now Jefferson will call a timeout. Timeout Jayhawks. After the gain of a couple and with 50 seconds to play, we'll take a timeout as well. Jefferson 27, Linmar 3, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide's October special is $5 off leather and suede cleaning.
Jefferson in the red zone. As we rejoin you at Kingston Stadium, 27-3 and looking for more. As the officials are trying to get some more time put on the clock, it looks like.
Yeah, they want 53 seconds, and now the clock has responded.
Good job by Shanny and the crew down there.
The defense of Linmar, Scott, right now has got to find a way to limit this to at least a field goal attempt. They cannot let Jefferson score on this play.
Linmar will get the ball first, more than likely to start the second half. Slot left, slot right. Rashad on the left hip of Evans. 17 still in the play clock. On second down, long eight at the line, 14. Off the long count. Sends a man in motion, and the handoff on the sweep to short, trying to get to the corner, to the 15, strung out by Linmar. Good defensive pressure brought him down. Hartzler with the stop at about the 12-yard line.
I think that was Rashad. Yes, it was. It was Tavian Rashad.
Yep.
Nicely strung out there. That timeout allowed the defense for Linmar to talk a little bit about setting the edge, Scott, and getting some containment. Because until they start making Jefferson run through the tackles a little bit more, Jeff's just going to keep doing that. You know they're going to talk about it at halftime. That was a good adjustment right there, and this is critical for the defense of Linmar. They got to keep seven more off the board from Jefferson.
Big play here, third and six upcoming. And the 12-yard line will be where Jefferson will scrimmage. They need to get it to just about the Linmar 6-yard line.
Yeah, this is an enormous play for Linmar to stay in this game. We were talking during the timeout, Scott. I don't know that there's a way Jefferson can play a better second half than they played first half. So, I mean, it's just incumbent now on Linmar to find a way to get themselves back into this game. And they've got a whole second half to do it. But let's come back maybe at the end here to this play right before half. If the defense for Linmar can deny the touchdown and force an attempt of field goal, this could be a huge play in this game, Scott.
Could be. Taylor to the right side. Jalen Stafford into the game. He's off to the left. Olatunde in the slot to the right. One setback. Rashad. Here's a shotgun snap. Back to throw. Evans throws a deep slant to the end zone. Incomplete. Off the hands of Taylor. little bit behind him and high, and good defensive play back there for the Lions. Yep. I believe that was Gassman.
Pass hurried there because there were some blitzing backers coming in through the middle and on the outside, and that was exactly what the doctor ordered.
Now Zeb Render to try to get the field goal here for the Jayhawks.
Well, the defense took care of business there. Now if they can find a way to deny this field goal, this will be a big plus for Lindmar.
29-yard attempt from the near side hash for the left-footed kicker, so a little bit of a tough angle. Out of the hold of Zabo. Here's a snap. Place down, kick on its way, and it is up and no good.
Nope.
Hooked.
That is a victory for Lindmar's defense right there. And Bob Forsythe out on the field clapping for his team as they come off. He knows that's a victory for Lindmar.
Yep, that was a big play here to give the Lions a little bit of momentum back. Don't think we're going to see Lindmar do anything really fancy on their own 20 with 31 seconds left. But you never know.
Well, that's something for the Lions to build on as they go into halftime. And they need anything right now that they can to hang their hat on because they've got some adjustments to make at halftime. But, you know, this 27-3 lead is not in the books yet for Jefferson. I'm just here to tell you, folks, if you're Lindmar faithful, hold on tight here because that could be a great second half.
Spread formation. Gassman comes in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep, going to the far side, turns it up at the 20, and put down by Rashad. And they will say he got out of bounds. And that will be at about the 24-yard line for the young junior, Josh Gassman, 5'9", 150-pounder. Maybe one more play here. Phillips, see, does a little trickeration here. Wouldn't imagine, but we'll see. Gorsuch tight right. Gassman flanked out to the right, Twins to the left. Shotgun snap, here's Phillips, throws the out, caught by Gorsuch in open field, and then brought down nicely. Good open field tackle by Justin Crockett. And did he get to the 30? He did not. They're going to say he's just a little bit short. But did get out of bounds. Stopping the clock with 19 seconds to play. That's the first catch for Gorsuch tonight, John.
Well, I tell you what, he's so dangerous and such a big part of their offense that they really need to look for him more in the second half.
Third down and about a foot for Lindmar. Phillips running the read option on the handoff. Siway, big hole. First down to Moore, 35 to the 40, and Rashad bulldogs him down right there. That will move the chains and give Lindmar the first down.
Nicely blocked by the offense, left side of the offensive line for Lindmar there. Looks like we're going to have a timeout for the Lions.
Yeah, Lindmar will talk it over here. 12.7 seconds remaining here in the first half, and Jefferson owning the 27-3 lead. Now you got a little room here if you're Lindmar.
You've got time for one big play downfield to get within striking range for Alexi Baim, who can kick the Dickens out of the ball. So if they can get a long pass here or a long run of some kind, they still have one timeout left. They could kick a field goal here. So Jefferson's going to have to play this kind of loose but keep everything in front of them at the same time.
Yep, Lindmar still with one timeout remaining at 12.7 seconds. So still some time to get into field goal range, and Bame's got a heck of a leg.
A little bit of a crosswind coming out of the east right now, but nothing that would be a problem.
Back to throw, Phillips guns the far side, and it's caught right at the 50-yard line. Gorsuch again, right at the first down stick. And that will move the chains, and that took about 4.5 seconds, down to 7.5. Now, do you go for another one of those, down to about the 40, and let Baim try about a 45, 47-yarder?
We've seen some long field goals in high school this year.
Yes, we have. Trip receivers out to the right side. Siway, the lone setback, off the fake. Back to throw. Phillips, same play this time. Knocked away by Taylor, incomplete. 3.3 seconds remaining. We called it. They threw that little out to the 40.
Now all you've got is Hail Mary or something underneath that you hope can maybe scamper to the end zone.
Or try to get a pass interference penalty.
Going to be a second
if this was the NFL.
And if I'm Chris Buesing going out to talk to my defense right now, the first thing I'm going to look at my secondary and say is, if they throw the Hail Mary, under no circumstances do you try and intercept that pass. You bat it away.
Timeout taken here. Final timeout. This one taken by Lindmar. With 3.3 seconds remaining here in half number one, that's been pretty much dominated by Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
You've got to think that Lindmar is going to come off the ropes here in the second half. And I don't know what the adjustment that they're going to have to make at halftime is. It might just simply be a mental sort of thing where they come out and play with more enthusiasm and a little more. Although I tell you what, they've brought the hitting tonight. They just haven't been able to get their offense uncorked and get down inside scoring range to make that happen. With the exception of the 37-yard Bame field goal, they just haven't had the field position to score.
So time for one final play, barring a penalty. Shotgun from the 50-yard line. Jefferson bringing the blitz from the outside. Phillips to throw, flushed out of the pocket. It's going to throw the long bomb deep into double coverage. Going to be intercepted. Valentino Green, why not? He's had a heck of a first half. Still on his feet, returning it. Across the 30, to the 35-yard line, to the 50, and finally brought down by Gorsuch as he returned it back to the 45-yard line. That got a little interesting for a moment, didn't it?
Well, Valentino Green kind of doing it all for Jefferson right now. And be interesting to hear what Coach Webb says as he comes down out of the press box now to talk with Alex Kuhn. He can't be too awfully disappointed with this first half that his Jefferson team has had, but can the Jayhawks sustain it?
Yeah, that's going to be the big key. And can Lindmar come back? As Brian Webb making his way to your right, Alex, you got it down. And this should be a very happy Jefferson head coach with over 300 yards rushing in that first half of play. And Jefferson up 27-3. And we're going to get a word from Coach Brian Webb coming up with our own Alex Kuhn right now on the sideline.
Coach, it was a pretty complete half where you have over 300 yards of rushing. You've been able to run the ball, outflank them. What have you seen so far from your team in the first half?
This is what we're talking about. It's a playoff-type game for us. We're going to win by so much, and our kids are just relentless. You know, in real reality, Valentino Green probably should have took a knee, but that's just that winning mentality you got to have. He wanted to score a touchdown. He didn't care. So our kids are playing well. We're going to finish strong, and I don't say they're playing phenomenal. They're playing phenomenal, and I love the pace we're playing at. I'm excited, but we are not going to let up the second half. I promise that.
Defensively, you've been able to contain their jet sweep action all night. What has been the kind of the adjustment to that? What did you see on film? What have you been able to do defensively to stop that?
We have great defensive coordinators and coaches. That's the bottom line. We're game planning that, and Coach Buesing, Coach Sanders, Coach Evans, phenomenal football coaches, and I couldn't do this without them. So we got to get ready for the second half. We'll be ready.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks to Brian Webb. We'll get a word from head coach Bob Forsyth of Lindmar coming up before the second half. Our halftime score from Kingston Stadium, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 27 and the Lindmar Lions 3. And we'll take a one-minute break, come back, and have the second half for you right after this as you're listening to Thursday Night High School Football here from KGYN.
Happy 31st anniversary. For 31 years, Zio Giannos has been serving the best homemade Italian food in the corridor. Come to participating Zio Giannos every Wednesday in October for all the spaghetti you care to eat for only $3.49. Yes, $3.49 for all the spaghetti and delicious sauce that you can eat.
So come to Zio Giannos, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giannos, the pasta makes...
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
Back with you at halftime as the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Band of Blue about to take to the field for the halftime show. And the Jefferson Jayhawks As you mentioned, John, they don't want it to be halftime. They want to keep going 27-3 as they lead the Linmar Lions in this battle for the runner-up spot at Class 4A District 5. And we've seen the Jayhawks several times this year, and that was the best they've looked.
I think this is the best the Jefferson team has looked going back about 15 years, Scott. They just look hungry. And whether or not they're going to be able to sustain that in the second half, I don't know. I think Linmar has got more in them than they showed that first half. And I think they're going to regroup and find a way to come out here and make this a game in the second half. But if you're Brian Webb, I don't think you do want to go in. You want to just stay out here and keep playing, because they can't. There's no way they can have a better second half than they just had first half, in my opinion.
I think a lot of people would probably agree with you on that. Let's take a look at the halftime stats here. Jefferson with 381 total yards in that first half. 323 on the ground. That is just outstanding. 58 through the air. And quarterback for the Jayhawks, Jared Evans, 5 for 7, 58 yards through the air. Valentino Green, the leading receiver, 3 grabs for 33 yards. Mason Short and Zach Szabo have caught one apiece. On the ground, the Jayhawks with significant rushing from 5 different players. Tavian Rashad has the most gaudy numbers so far, 11 carries for 141 yards in that first half. Jared Evans has carried it 7 times for 84 yards. Valentino Green, 3 carries, 25 yards, 2 touchdowns. Manny Olatunde has carried it once for a 50-yard touchdown. Mason Short has carried it twice for 23 yards in the first half of play. 381 first-half yards for the Jayhawks. 12 first downs, 2 penalties for 15 yards. Jefferson with 3 sacks in the first half and 1 turnover. For Linmar, conversely, 110 total yards at halftime, 71 on the ground, 39 through the air. Reese Phillips in the first half was 6 of 14 unofficially for 39 yards. Gorsuch caught 2 for 15. Kerr has a catch. Siaway with a catch. Troutman and McAfee with a catch as well. But the Linmar ground game started off quick with Zach Luring. Just have not been able to sustain it so far. 7 carries, 50 yards for Luring. Siaway has carried it 4 times for 16 yards. McAfee only 2 carries for 8 yards. Gassman 1 carry for 4. Gorsuch with a carry for -2. And Phillips has -5 tonight on 7 carries so far. Linmar with 8 first downs. Jefferson with 12. Linmar with 2 penalties for a total of 10 yards. And the Lions with 1 turnover. That was the interception at the end of the first half. Third down conversions. Linmar did end up 5 out of 9. In third down tries, Jefferson 3 for 5. And time of possession, Linmar with a pretty healthy lead, 14 minutes and 8 seconds to 9:52 for the Jayhawks. But, John, you take a look at plays over 15 yards tonight. And Jefferson has put up 10 plays of over 15 yards.
And the difference in the game to this point is those big plays. And right now, defensive adjustments that Linmar has to make are several. But the biggest one, as you've said, is they've got to find a way to set a boundary and not allow the outside running and passing game to just outflank them. And I guarantee you that right now in the Linmar locker room, they are addressing that. So what's the counterpunch then that you've got to come back with if you're Jefferson? You know going into the locker room as Brian Webb that they're going to be working on trying to shore up that outside contained defense. So do you come back a little bit more in the middle? Jefferson really hasn't passed the ball that much in the first half. Maybe Jefferson comes out and tries a little bit more of a vertical passing game right down the middle of the field. It's going to be interesting. There's a little bit of a chess match going on here to be sure. But one thing we know is that I don't know if Jefferson is going to be able to play any better than they played in the first half. Linmar for sure can come out and play better than they did. And if they can get their offense untracked, and you know that time of possession, that was a huge factor for them, I think they're going to be able to come back and get back into this game. They need some turnovers from Jefferson at this point. If they can get some turnovers, they've got one. right now. They had they got the fumble down inside the red zone there, which was good. But they need to do that more and find a way for their defense to help their offense get them back in the game.
Jefferson took a minute 49 to score in their first drive of the game. Valentino Green, a 16-yard run to close that particular drive that went 73 yards in a minute 49. The Zebrender extra point made it 7-0. Jayhawks actually took it down inside the red zone again, but then fumbled. Lindmar came up with it, but then the Lions on a punt deep in their own territory had it blocked. Valentino Green came up with the recovery in the end zone for a 14-0 lead. Lindmar then put together their first half drive for points. Alexi Bame, a 37-yard field goal, and it made it 14-3, but Jefferson came back with a big play once again, scored in 62 seconds. Manny Olatunde with a 50-yard run. Extra point was blocked, and it was 20-3, and then Jeff scored in the very next drive, and that another touchdown by Valentino Green, this one from 3 yards out, and that made it 27-3. That's our halftime score here at Kingston Stadium, and we promised you we were going to take a look at the 4A playoff field here.
Let's take a look, maybe a little speculation, too.
Why not? First thing is this. If this score holds for Jefferson, the Jayhawks, Wash, and Kennedy would all, at least on paper, have home games.
What a great problem for Matt Dunbar to have. Now, will the Iowa High School Athletic Association allow a triple header?
That is the question. My first inclination is probably not.
I don't think they will either.
Because
and Jefferson's going to have to go somewhere else.
They're going to have to play on somebody else's field.
Where do they go?
Lindmar's going to be a playoff team. Prairie could be a playoff team. They're not going to want to play on a grass field, I would imagine.
Does Coe let them come down?
That's the question. But does Coe want to have a night game there? Or do they? There's a lot of questions out there. And Todd Tharp's the one that's going to have to answer them all. Our good friend, former Marion Indian over with the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
Well, we're not counting our chickens before they hatch, but what an interesting situation for the Cedar Rapids Public Schools to force the Iowa High School Athletic Association into that decision.
Yeah, that...
Could we call 3 games in a row? I don't know if I could do it. I know you could.
I've done 4 basketball games in a row. 3 football games would be it would be a stretch, but I think we could do it. We'll see if we have to come up with that scenario.
Are you bringing the energy drinks, or should I?
Holy cow. We better bring some leftover chili with us for that one coming up next week. Let's just go run down things in the eastern half of the state. We'll start with this district, district number 5, and the 4 teams are known. We mentioned that in the pregame. That's Kennedy, Lindmar, Jeff, and Cedar Falls. Kennedy's the champion. If this score holds, Jefferson needs to win by 4 or more. If they win in overtime, if they win by less than 4, then that's not going to do the Jayhawks any good, and Lindmar will probably get the second seed and then have to go with the points to see if it's going to be Cedar Falls or Jeff to come up with number 3 or number 4 in this one. But then, District 6, we'll see the champion Warriors tomorrow night. City High is in. They will get second with a win down at Muscatine tomorrow night. Prairie is in with a win at Ottumwa. And how about the win for the Prairie Hawks against Muscatine last week? That was huge. And also, I'm going to get the glasses out because there's some very fine writing here. Prairie would get third with a win and a City High win. And Muscatine would be in with a win or a loss by Prairie, or a loss and a Prairie win. So it gets a little complicated.
You know what that says to me, though? And I'm just going to throw this out. It probably could never happen. But if Jefferson holds on to get the second seed, it'd be a Jeff Prairie 2-3 seed first round game.
Although they try to avoid rematches.
It'd be interesting, though. You never know what the Iowa High School Athletic Association will do.
Right. And that should be, we'll know that late tomorrow evening. So, District number 7, Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley play for the championship.
Yes.
Tomorrow night at Spartan Stadium at Pleasant Valley. And Dubuque Hempstead, with the win over Davenport Central, would be your third place team. If they lose, it would be a 3-way tie with Hempstead Central and Davenport North, who could be 1-8.
Yep.
And probably Hempstead would be the team in there, but that remains to be seen. along with Davenport Central, but we shall see.
Winner of this game tonight that we're covering could get Hempstead first round.
Could get Hempstead in the first round. Bettendorf is a champion of District 8. Clinton would get second with a win up at Dalzell against Dubuque Senior tomorrow night. And Davenport West basically is the team out. Dubuque Senior will probably get in because Davenport West, the only way they can get in is if they upset Bettendorf.
Not going to happen.
And that ain't going to happen tomorrow night. More than likely, you're not going to see that scenario play out. We're going to get a word from head coach Bob Forsyth. We'll do that here in just a little bit when he makes his way out of the locker room and Alex chases him down. West side of the state looks like this. The central and west side of the state. District number one, Ankeny and Southeast Polk will play for the championship at Runnels tomorrow night in Altoona outside of Des Moines. Ames is in third spot if they win, and they are heavily favored against Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson tomorrow night. And Des Moines East would get fourth with a win tonight. They are playing Sioux City North. And that one being played at Roberts Stadium over there in Sioux City. So your four teams more than likely, Ankeny, Southeast Polk, Ames, and the Des Moines East Scarlet. District 2, Dowling is your champion. Johnston is already in second. Council Bluffs Lewis Central is third with a win over Des Moines Roosevelt, and Roosevelt has not won a game this year. Sioux City East would be the more than likely the fourth team in there. They can climb up as high as second if they beat Johnston and get a little bit of help. So that's District 2, and we'll give you the other two districts coming up, but Lindmar is making their way back out of the locker room, and we're going to get a word with Alex Kuhn and Bob Forsyth, who's probably not, wasn't the happiest guy in that locker room. And we'll go down to Alex. He's got the Lindmar coach.
To move the ball a little bit, but seemed to stall out a little bit when you got into Jefferson territory. What do you guys need to do differently in the second half to finish some drives?
Well, we've got to do a better job of almost everything. You know, Jefferson's doing a really good job. They came to play today. We're in a heck of a hole here. We're going to see if we can't fight our way back out.
Defensively, they were able to get on the edge a little bit. What adjustments do you make defensively to kind of contain that?
Sure, we just got to keep doing the best we can. We've made some adjustments. Hopefully the kids will respond. We've got to play a whole lot better in the second half and try to work our way out of here.
Thanks, Coach, and best of luck.
All right, Alex, thanks. And you can see from Bob Forsythe's voice, there was a lot of talking in there about defense and getting that edge established.
Well, he's concerned, and you know, he's one of the most positive coaches that you'll see around. I'm sure there was not yelling and screaming in the locker room, but I'm guessing that he challenged their manhood, Scott. Are you going to come out here, and are you going to play a second half and get back into this ball game, or are we going to run the risk of playing Bettendorf first round? You know, it could very well end up that, you know, if they don't come out here on the first couple of series here in this third quarter, Scott, that's going to tell the tale here. Lindmar's got to find a way to just come out and take charge of this game right now, because there's a chance that Jefferson can come out flat and think that they've got this game won. And if Lindmar takes and seizes that opportunity, they can get right back in this game and make something of it. It could come down to the fourth quarter. There's still a possibility, but Lindmar's got to start right now. They get the ball on the kickoff, the first possessions to their offense. Man, they can set a great tone if they go down and score.
Let's continue with the scenarios.
Yeah, we were over to District 3, I think.
Yeah, Ankeny Centennial.
Yeah, who thought that Valley would not be the district champion of District 3?
So it'll be Centennial. They are the champ. West Des Moines Valley is second with a win against Des Moines Lincoln, which should probably happen. Hoover, third with a win at Sioux City West. That game is actually tonight. The East Sioux City North game is tomorrow night. I beg your pardon on that. And Sioux City West would need a win and some help. But they more than likely, Des Moines Lincoln will be the fourth team in there. So you get Lincoln and Hoover and East in there. So good representation,
yes,
for the Des Moines Metro.
The public schools, that's right. And good for them. But that whole western half of the state is really going to be a dogfight. I think it would be a mistake to obviously just hand it to Dowling. I think there's better in the other teams that are right up there in the upper echelon with them, that are they're going to get their best shot. Dowling's going to get everybody's best shot coming into that playoff scenario, is my opinion.
District 4, Waukee is the champion again this year. Urbandale and Fort Dodge will go head-to-head for second and third tomorrow night. And fourth place, this is the easiest one, fourth place is head-to-head between the Don Knock and the Marshalltown Bobcats against Indianola tomorrow. So that's about as simple as it gets. So there you go. That is your 4A playoff scenario. Hope you enjoyed it. Ready for the second half and the kick. This one's going to be Zeb Render. Angles to the near side. He's going to kick it out of bounds, and that is not a good way to start the second half for the Jayhawks, as Linmar is going to get terrific field position here, and they'll put it at the 35-yard line.
Well, it's time for Linmar's offense to come out and start clicking. They need to march the ball down the field on this possession and put points on the board. It doesn't necessarily have to be seven, but they've got to come away with something on this drive, Scott.
Linmar with Reese Phillips at quarterback, the junior. And we've seen Zach Luring. We've seen Nemi Siaway. We've seen Brennan McGaffey so far. It's going to be Luring to start the second half. Kerr, Troutman, Gassman on to the left, and Dan Gorsuch in single coverage to the right. Out of the shotgun, read option, handoff, Luring coming short side with an opening to the 40 and dragged down. Maybe about a half a yard short of a first down by Brock Hunt. And Luring a little slow to get up and now not getting up. And they're going to, on the first play, have to bring over the trainers from Linmar. And they will give him a first down, though.
Yes. That has been the most successful rushing play for Linmar tonight in this game. It's a misdirection counter-type play, and Luring has run it very, very well when his number has been called.
As Jill makes her way over from the Linmar sideline.
The reason that play works so well against Jefferson's defense, Scott, is that they're reading the full flow of misdirection on the obvious flow when they read the initial fake on the handoff. And then when they cut back on that counter to whoever the tailback is, there's usually only one defender left that he's got to try and get by.
Zach Luring is up, but it is limping on that left leg. As the staff, even Scott Maimon's the athletic director out there. Scott just likes to be around a football game.
You know, Scott Maimon's was out there at the end of the sophomore game, too. I'll tell you what, he has such an ownership in his athletic programs that for him to get out there on the field, I think that says a lot to the students and the staff at Linmar that he's right in there in the trenches with them.
Former football coach, wrestling coach as well. So a first down for the Lions. 45-yard line. And now Linmar will bring into the game Jacob McNeil, 6 foot, 182-pound junior, and he'll come out to the right side. Gorsuch to the left. Only three touches in that first half for Gorsuch. They targeted him three times. Jefferson showing blitz. Here they come. Phillips back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Under pressure. Gets pushed ahead and got loosed. To the 50. To the Jayhawk 45. Back to the 40-yard line. And finally, from behind, brought down by Tavian Rashad at the Jayhawk 37-yard line.
That's the athleticism of Reese Phillips. Should have been sacked in the backfield, but he found a way to duck out of it, break two tackles, and then scamper back against the grain so that all the defenders had to cut back with him. And nicely done. Moves the ball down to the 37 of Jefferson.
Listening to high school football tonight at 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids. 27-3, Jefferson on top. Minute into the second half, Linmar on the move. Here is the toss to McGaffey to the short side of the 35. Breaks a tackle and down inside the 30. They'll say his knee went down at the 30. And that was the same play Jeff ran that first half.
Yep. It's a variation off of speed option, and it worked very well as they outflanked the Jefferson defense.
And Caleb Borseth is down now for the Jayhawks. A little slow to get up.
Well, and he's such a huge cog on both sides of the line of scrimmage for Jefferson that they can ill afford to have him out for very long. I like the enthusiasm and the execution that Linmar has come out with here in this second half, Scott. It looks like they had some readjustment and maybe kind of got things back straight in between the ears.
Let's see if we can get a word with Alex over there, if he saw what happened to Borseth over there. And Alex will throw it to you over there in the far sideline.
Yeah, guys, I saw exactly what happened. Valentino Green was going for the tackle, as was Caleb Borsett, and their heads collided. Looked like Borsett's bell was rung a little bit. Getting checked out. Hopefully he's all right.
All right, so that happens on defense sometimes.
Yeah, trainer Susie Guider out there. Borsett has his helmet off, and she's kind of looking into his eyes right now. Fischel right there, and there's some concussion protocols that are going to have to be met in order for him to get back in the game, Scott.
Yep, and he's a big cog in that defensive line for Jefferson.
Yeah, both sides of the ball.
He's up and okay, walking off under his own power.
Well, so far tonight, all the injuries that have occurred, and there have been quite a few in this game, everybody's gotten up and found a way to get back on the field, and that's always a good thing.
Almost might have a cut or something.
He's kind of playing with his eye a little as he comes off. Maybe he got poked in the eye.
McGaffey went for seven. Called second down and a short three coming up for the Lions. On the move here to start the second half. Phillips sends a man in motion to the right. And the handoff to McGaffey, and hit and brought down in the backfield. All kinds of blue there, led by Tyler Uncle. Can you give the Slobberknocker award to a 5'5", 143-pounder?
I tell you, Tyler Uncle has been, his number has been called on some outside-in blitzes tonight by defensive coordinator Chris Buesing, and Uncle has a nose for the ball. And while he's in there, he loves to get his nose dirty, too. He's a very physically aggressive young man.
Third down for the Lions. Third now and eight from their own, or check that, the Jayhawk 35-yard line. Gorsuch in motion. They'll again pitch it to the short side and a big hole. 30. Sidestep move. McGaffey, a spin and out of bounds at about the Jayhawk 22-yard line. And that will move the chains on the gain of 14.
Nicely done down the Linmar sideline. This is what we were talking about, Scott. This is the offense that has been successful for Bob Forsyth this year. And it's just like they weren't there in the first half, but they're coming out and showing that they've got their act together now.
Naked pitch, basically, is what it is.
And that's an easy way to outflank teams, too, because you put them out there on such an island with that long pitch, it's very difficult to defend that.
First and 10 at the 21 of Jefferson. Gorsuch in motion to the right. Off the fake. Here is Phillips. Gets away from one. Turns the corner to the 20, to the 15, and hit hard out of bounds by Tavian Rashad. But a good gain on first down again, as this looks like Jefferson for the first half, except it's the white shirts of Linmar that's doing it.
You know, it really does. Just coming off the ball low and hard, finding a way to get around the outside there, outflanking the Jefferson defense now. Bob Forsyth borrowing a page out of Brian Webb's playbook from the first half.
Yeah, we mentioned both these teams like to run just about the same scheme, and they're doing it here. Second down and two. Clock stop. 9:38 to play, third quarter, 27-3 Jefferson. That jumbo look in the backfield again. They'll run behind it with Nemi Siowa, and this time brought down Keenan Stewart from behind. Drug him down, no gain.
Keenan Stewart, a defensive end, came all the way from the far side of where that play was headed and ran that ball down. My goodness, he is just going to be something else by the time he's a senior, Scott.
6'2", 202-pound sophomore, and he is going to be a good one. Already a good one. So third down again for Linmar in four.
Linmar does not want to have to settle for a field goal here. They've got to find a way to get seven on the board.
Field goal would bring them within three touchdowns, but they want seven, like you said. Unbalanced line to the right. Phillips back to throw. Rolls to the right side. Lobs it to a wide open man. Flag down. Touchdown. Gorsuch in the end zone, but hold everything.
Totally busted coverage there by the secondary for Jefferson. But we're going to have to wait and see what this flag is.
Going to be a hold on the Jayhawks, so the touchdown will stand, a 14-yarder to Gorsuch.
Well, we talked about getting Gorsuch involved in this game, and boy, did they in a big way there, as they totally bum-fuzzled the Jefferson secondary on that pass.
Reese Phillips' first touchdown throw of the night and his 13th of the year, and Gorsuch with his ninth touchdown.
Beautiful play action faking by Reese Phillips there is what sold that and made it so easy to play the little pitch and catch. And he didn't even have to really throw that ball, Scott. All he had to kind of do was lob it out there. Gorsuch was that wide open.
Those are sometimes the hardest catches to make.
Oh, I'm sure for Gorsuch it seemed like it was going to take forever to come to his hands. But this is what Linmar, the faithful of Linmar and the Lions coaching staff, has been waiting for all night. Finally, the offense has taken charge.
Lexi Bame with the red shoes. Now, we've had some great shoe colors for the kickers this year that we've seen. Extra point try on the way and right through. 8:51 to play here in our third quarter, and Linmar creeps closer. It's Jefferson 27 and Linmar 10. Back with a kickoff after this 30-second break here on KGYM.
If you're not happy at work, why are you still there? Come work for an industry leader in the manufacturing of home appliances. Whirlpool Corporation in Amana, Iowa. Make world-class products for Whirlpool Corporation. They're hiring now for third shift production team, Sunday through Thursday, midnight to 7 a.m. Feel what it's like to take pride in your job, the products you make, and your team. It's time for something better. Apply online at WhirlpoolCareers.com. Start being happy at your job. Join Whirlpool. Equal opportunity employer. Pre-employment drug test required.
Well, Linmar crawls back within 17 on a 3-minute, 9-second touchdown drive that went 65 yards. All started with a kick that went out of bounds. And Uncle Mo, he's kind of leaning toward the other side. And a 15-yard penalty must have been somewhere along the line, or was at the hold in the end zone.
Well, it had to have been a dead ball foul to be assessed on the kickoff, though.
I would think. But I didn't see a penalty.
This kick is going to sell well into the what used to be the pole vault area of Old Kingston Stadium.
Yeah, Alexi Bame is going to Bame this one right out of the back of the end zone, unless he doesn't want to. Here's the approach and the boot from left to right, and he will kick it out of the end zone.
Now it's time for Linmar's defense to step up and show that they've got a readjustment from the first half mentality too, Scott. If they can force a three and out on Jefferson, we got a brand new ball game, I think.
Absolutely. And not as much spring in the step of the Jayhawks here in the second half.
Well, there sure wasn't on that defensive series for Jefferson. Now, if the offense comes out and is kind of flat-footed too and allows the momentum to swing over to Linmar's defense, we're going to be right back in this game.
Taylor to the left, Stafford to the right. Green in the slot with a tight end right. Green in motion to the right. And off the fake, Evans takes it off the left side of the 25 to the 30. A big play again. Cuts it outside to the 45-50. Into Linmar territory and finally out of bounds at the Lion 34-yard line. There's the big play for the Jayhawks.
That's just a thing of beauty when a quarterback can run the option for that long. And the cuts that he made in there, his vision... You know, he's a big young man. In fact, I think he throws the shot put on the track team, Scott.
Yes,
but my goodness, he shows some nice moves there for a quarterback.
46-yard run. Jefferson now approaching 400 yards of rushing in basically over two quarters. Hand off for shot. Off tackle right. Spins his way close to the 30. They'll call him down at the 31-yard line for a pickup of three. Logan Hagmeyer. The 6-foot, 205-pound outside backer brought him down.
You know, the one thing that Jefferson's offense has done tonight, Scott, and you can look and verify this, but I'm not sure they've had many negative plays for any tackles for loss.
One, and that was the first run of the night for Jared Evans.
It just seems like they've found a way to get positive yardage every time they've run the ball.
Five-man front for the Lions, showing blitz. And here's Evans running the option himself and will keep it. Got away from the first man. Gets inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line. Did a good job of keeping that ball because there were a couple Lions there that were thinking about pouncing on that pitch.
They had option responsibility read perfectly there. Quarterback was taken down immediately. There's no way he could have pitched that. If he had, he would have pitched it right into a defender.
Third down. Long five, shotgun snap, Evans to throw, throws the middle, it's caught, Brock Hunt runs over a line at the 15 and down to the Linmar 13-yard line.
Boy, when in doubt, find your tight end on a seam pattern. And when you've got blitzing linebackers, it's oh so easy to find that tight end who just goes down into the hook curl zone. That's money in the bank.
6 of 8 in the game for Jared Evans. For 75 yards and a big first down in the red zone.
Well, he showed good patience there before he delivered the strike, too.
7:23, clock rolling. Ball middle of the field, first and 10 at the Lion 13. Green comes in motion behind the formation. Handoff for shot and hit hard. So he took it up the middle. A yard. Alex Stryker there along with Shea Hartzler.
Tavian Rashad is going to be one sore young man when he goes to first hour class tomorrow, because on both sides of the ball, from his linebacker position and from his running back position, he's just been getting licked.
That might not be the last time this year if Rashad and Stryker bump ends with one another. Here's the option on second down, late pitch. And cutting it back is Rashad at the 10. And a couple more down to about the 8-yard line.
Well, and again, option responsibility played very well by Lindmar's defense, but Rashad just has such good eyes that when he took that, he popped back inside, and he actually had Evans, the quarterback, blocking for him then.
And we got an injured Jayhawk, and that might be Tavian Rashad.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. He has just taken punishment after punishment all night long tonight.
And now Rashad sitting up. And Susie Guider will go out and take a look at him. Second time Rashad's been down here tonight. I would imagine each time Tavian carries it, and especially when he doesn't get up, Matt Orton and Dick Briggs are a little beside themselves.
Well, Tavian has got some interesting medical history behind him. I don't know if you remember, but he actually had a surgery right before the districts last year.
Yes.
And there was some question as to whether or not he was going to be able to even wrestle in the district meet, which he did find a way to qualify, but then just, you know, it's a tough situation. And it seems like he always has a little hard luck somewhere along the line, but being helped off now, actually walking off under his own power.
Yep, looks like he's going to be okay. Kind of holding the left arm a little bit. Now he puts it down. And hopefully he'll be able to get back into the ball game. Third down, a little more than five coming up for the Jayhawks. 27-10, Jefferson, 6:24 to play here in the third, and the clock will start up. Wide side of the field to the left with Devontae Taylor. Twin receivers to the right. Shotgun snap. Evans a throw. Being pressured, corralled, and dropped. Sack for Lindmar. A big sack. Shea Hartzler. First one to get in there for the Lions.
Shea Hartzler has been kind of quiet tonight, but he's one of their big hitters. And did he knife through there and make a nice play for Lindmar's defense? So long fourth down now is going to bring out the field goal crew for Jefferson.
Render is 0-for-1 tonight. He missed a 29-yarder just ahead of the halftime gun.
Yeah, that was from the left hash. Now he's all the way over on the right.
This will be marked at the 22. It'll be a 32-yard attempt for Zeb Render. Out of the hold of Zach Szabo. Good snap. Placement made. Line drive kick on its way. Plenty of distance, and it is good. Render with a 32-yard field goal to get Jefferson on the board for the first time here in the second half. And with 5.5 to play here in the third quarter, our new score, Jefferson 30 and Lindmar 10. Back after this 30-second break here on KGYM.
This Friday night, the Washington Warriors look to ready themselves for a playoff run as they close out the regular season. This is Scott Unanch. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday night at Kingston as number 4 rated Washington hosts Burlington. The Warriors are district champs and have won 6 straight. They look to get ready for the postseason against a Greyhound team looking to pull off the major upset. That's Class 4A District 6 football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Burlington at number 4 Washington. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Back at Kingston Stadium here tonight. Don't forget, Wash Burlington tomorrow night. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM. You'll have the Clear Creek Amana Fairfield game as they battle it out tomorrow. And it's pretty simple in that particular district. That is for the third seed. Winner gets third. Losing team gets fourth. Assumption and Washington, Iowa are playing tonight for the district championship. Here's the kick. Another kick that goes sideways and goes out of bounds, but was it touched prior to that by Hartzler?
It was. Oh, Hartzler should have let that go out of bounds.
And that will cost Lindmar 20 yards.
So they're going to get it on the 15 instead of the 35. Hartzler, major mistake there for the special teams of Lindmar.
If he let it go, the ball would have gone out of bounds. But tried to make a play, tried to corral it, and went off his hand. First and 10, Lindmar at the 15-yard line.
Lindmar will have it at their own
as the Lions scoring on their first drive of the second half. See what they can do here. McGaffey, the setback, left of Phillips in the shotgun for the Lions. They send Gassman in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Got away from one. Tries to get to the numbers, to the 10, to the 15, and brought down at the 20, maybe the 21-yard line for a gain of six. Caleb Boris is, by the way, back in there for Jefferson.
Nice block on the edge there by Brennan McGaffey, who just sprung that play for the 5 yards that they, 6 yards that they picked up. If he doesn't get that seal block out there, that gets strung out for no gain, Scott.
Second down and four, Linmar, but we're under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
By the way, he ran right into Dick Briggs on the chain crew, in case you're wondering.
Second down, Gorsuch on the fake, going in motion. Read option, handoff, McGaffey caught from the ankle and then brought down as it was Uncle again who made the first penetration. And again, we will pick our slobber knocker of the game coming up after the conclusion of this one, brought to you by Solberg's and Mr. B's, your home of Sam's Pizza and Calzone. Third down, Linmar, and needless to say, every third down important in this battle for second place in Class 4A District 5. Third down, we'll call it four, from the far hash mark. Jefferson showing blitz, they don't bring it. Phillips running the option, turns it up. Fields got the first down. Over the 25, lowers the shoulder and gets out to about the 28-yard line.
Once again, the counter action working very, very well for Bob Forsythe and his offense.
Gain of six, first down for the Lions.
Jefferson's defense gets caught up in full flow when they read it going one way, and then when they come back on the counter, it's just been money in the bank here in the second half.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left for Linmar. Down 30-10. Here comes the blitz. Phillips off play action, being chased by Uncle. Pump fake, throws, and nearly had it intercepted over there by Jacob Beaton. There's Mr. Tyler Uncle again. As he put the pressure on Phillips.
Yeah, Tyler Uncle is like a mosquito from the north woods of Minnesota that you just can't bat away.
And he seems can't like kill.
He's always in there harassing you somehow.
That just shows you don't have to be huge to play this game.
Not when you're as quick and gritty as he is.
Second down and 10. Blitz coming again. Bad snap. Picked up in a hop. Phillips in trouble, though. Tries to get away from Stewart. Got away from him and then brought down by Dylan Hart. And that will be a big loss all the way back to the Lion 12-yard line.
Boy, that hurts. The bad snap was part and parcel to that. But also there were two defenders for Jefferson that just had a huge beat on it. Dylan Hart in there along with Keenan Stewart.
Minus 17 on the fourth sack of the night for Jefferson. And Chris Busing is bringing blitz after blitz.
He's just unleashing the dogs here. And I'll tell you what, that when it's working, it's a wonderful thing. But boy, can you give up some big plays if you go to that well once too often.
So third down and a country mile. Third and 26, 2:54 to play in the third. Linmar with the ball down 30-10. Shotgun to Phillips, delayed draw on the counter. Here's McGaffey, splits defenders, cross the 20, and slides out to about the 23-yard line just to get some room, really. Gain of 11. And that will send the punt team in for Linmar.
Well, Kirby Kerr has had an interesting game tonight here. He's had a couple that he'd like to have back, and he's also had a couple that were very nice, and he really loved to uncork one here.
For Jefferson, they will drop Devontae Taylor back this time. Oh. High snap, and it goes off Kerr's hand, picked it up, got it away somehow, and Jefferson fields it at the 25-yard line.
How did he get that off?
That was an amazing athletic play by Kerr just to even catch it and somehow got it away.
That ball should have sailed over his head. Somehow he timed his leap to get maybe a finger on it and tip it up in the air so that he could completely turn around and then kick that ball, but then was severely punished by a couple of Jayhawks.
Tell you, special teams have definitely gone Jefferson's way.
Boy, and Bob Forsyth kind of predicted it in your pregame comments with him, Scott.
25-yard line, Linmar territory after the short punt. And now we're going to get a Jayhawk timeout. Not the right personnel in there, and Jefferson will call a timeout. We'll take one as well with 2:02 to play here in the third quarter. It's Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 30, Marion Linmar, 10. Back after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
And we will pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Bill Bark's going to have to deliver those pizzas to Washington early tomorrow and then hightail it over to Ottumwa.
There's no easy way to get to Ottumwa.
There is no easy way to get to Ottumwa.
I think he's going to get a little help somehow.
Well, Jefferson after the timeout with a first down. He'll send the man in motion and the handoff. This is Rashad coming to the left side. A stiff arm at the 15 to the 10. Make it a Latunde, 34 instead of 24. And the speedster got the corner and steps out at the Linmar 3.
Boy, it's so easy to forget about all the weapons that Jefferson has. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes Manny Olatunde, who just reads his blocks ever so well and puts on a burst of speed.
Stewart. The lone back in the backfield, Olatunde in the slot left, twins to the right. He'll get it coming in motion. Same play other side, and he was lassoed by Logan Hagmeyer, who tossed him down back at about the 7-yard line.
Well, that shows you what Hagmeyer's made of. He came back there and just really redeemed the defense there from that last run, but that was impressive by Logan.
Clock rolling, 90 seconds to play in the third. And Jefferson with a second down and goal now. Still 18 on the play clock. And everyone looking around right now for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they're trying to use up as much of that play clock as they can.
And they're going to have to burn another timeout here, it looks like. They'll let it drop to 3-2 and a timeout taken with 1:08 to play. And don't want to burn those timeouts too early. But they've burned two here in the second half, and minute 8 to play, and Jefferson will have a second down and goal back on, we'll call it the 8-yard line. Again tomorrow night, Cedar Rapids, Washington, hosting the Burlington Greyhounds, and we'll have it for you at, I'll say 7:15 with these senior nights. Start times have been pushed back a little bit, but we will adjust. What do you always say, John?
Adapt, improvise, and overcome.
There you go. AIO.
Heartbreak Ridge.
You borrowed it.
That's right. That's not original to me. That's Clint Eastwood and Heartbreak Ridge.
Works for both of you, right?
I think he delivers it a little differently. I think it's adapt, improvise, overcome. A little more like that.
There you go. So second down coming up for the Jayhawks. As they will bring Devontae Taylor out as a wide receiver. Mason Short will come in. Brock Hunt has a tight end left. And Jalen Stafford will go out to the right side for Jeff. Olatunde will be the lone setback. Spread formation out of the gun. Evans gets it. And the handoff. Olatunde started left. Cuts it back to the middle. And got submarined there by Josh Strauss, who got him at about the 5. So they get 3 back.
Solo tackling has been so much better here in the second half for Linmar. I cannot tell you. They're wrapping up. They're getting down in good hit position, bringing the Jayhawks to the ground. They did not do that in the first half.
No, they did not. Better tackling. Could be the final play of quarter number 3. We shall see. Third and goal from outside the 5-yard line, middle of the field. Here comes the blitz. Evans takes it himself, beats the blitz, and untouched into the end zone for the touchdown. Evans with the 5-yard run, and the Jayhawks extend the lead to 26.
Well, when Evans pulls the ball out like that because he sees an opening, it's just a thing of beauty to watch him because the hole is usually so large that somebody like me can still run through it in my decrepitude.
And Zabrender will try the extra point here for Jefferson. High snap, it brought down, and the kick is no good. Hooked it. And it stays 36-10 here with 29 seconds to play in the third quarter. Give Jefferson credit. They took a good poke from Lindmar and came back and put a couple of scoring drives on the board.
Well, their offense took care of business on that drive, and they sorely needed that because the defense was kind of on its heels there in that first possession by Lindmar in the second half. And you know, just like that, one possession, well, actually two for Jefferson there in the second half, and we're looking at only 29 seconds left here before fourth quarter, so time's starting to become a factor now for Lindmar.
Might see the Lions go a little more hurry up. Perhaps they're going to send Gorsuch back, one of the state's top track stars, and he will field it, set up shop at about the 7-yard line.
Well, the last two kickoffs for Jefferson have been headed for the out-of-bounds territory, and they really don't want to do that again.
Yeah, and Render's been, well, now they got a different kicker in there. This is kicker number three, a high kick but a shorter kick, and at the ankles at the 15. Here's Gorsuch to the far side to the 30-yard line, breaks a tackle to the 35 and up close to the 45-yard line.
Boy, just got you give him, oh, we got a late flag here on the sideline of Lindmar here, and I got a Jayhawk getting up slow, and I think it's beaten.
So we'll see what that's about here.
Something extracurricular that I was not privy to, but I'm guessing this may be on the Jayhawks.
It's a 30-yard return. Going to have a dead ball, personal foul. Nope,
oh, no, Lindmar. It's on Lindmar. And it was on the Lindmar sideline right in front of the coaches, too.
Well, this crew, Mr. Christensen, does not take any guff.
Well, there's some frustration possibly setting in here for Lindmar, but you don't want to have that happen because all of a sudden you had first and 10 at the 45, and now you're looking at first and 25 all the way back on your 30.
Decent field position, but not like it was at the 45 a moment ago.
First and 25 is no coach's favorite call.
So Lindmar with probably one final play here in the third quarter, and they're waiting for the
well, the chains are going to be moved back now
to come back. Yeah, it was a dead ball, so it should not be first and 25.
We got Dick Briggs on the chain over there. He should know that. If anybody can tease him, it would be me.
There you go. Trips to the right side on first down. Read option.
Oh, my.
And the keep. Nope, they did hand it off, and not much. In fact, a big loss.
Guess who met that right at the handoff? There was Mr. Uncle again.
And Borseth right there.
And Tavian Rashad getting off the bottom, too.
To bring up the big loss. They're going to give him progress, if you say that, for a loss of two that time. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter. After three from Kingston Stadium. In his battle for second place, winner gets a home game on Wednesday night. Jefferson 36 and Lindmar 10. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter after this one-minute break here on KGYM.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring.
I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
First play of the fourth quarter. Phillips is going to go deep to Gorsuch. Can't get it. The over-the-shoulder grab and bring it in at about the Jeff 35-yard line. Devontae Taylor was over there on defense. And third down and long upcoming for Linmar as they went for the home run ball right there.
I still like that call. They've done it once each quarter in this game, and I think it's a good thing to do. Even if Gorsuch doesn't get the ball, there's a risk that Jefferson runs of getting a flag thrown for interference.
Absolutely.
We'll Phillips, however, paid the price again as he waited a long time to unleash that pass.
Yeah, he did. We're going to give you the numbers through three quarters coming up in a moment as Jefferson leads it 36-10. Third down, and we'll call it 12 from the near side hash mark. One set back, Siway, back to throw Phillips. Same play, going deep for Gorsuch into double coverage. Knocked away by Szabo, incomplete. Came over on safety help right there to help Valentino Green. And fourth and long coming up for the Linmar Lions. And it looks like Linmar is going to be forced to punt here, down 36-10.
Well, and it's been a kind of a chamber of horrors punting tonight for Kirby Kerr. And we'll see if he can get this one off. Last time, just barely able to get it off, but boy, did he pay the price.
And not most of it is his own fault either.
No, he's had some help in the difficulties that they've had on special teams tonight. Right now, they're finding a way to not have 11 on the field.
Still 12 on the play clock. Total yards, John, through three quarters, 477 for Jefferson, 180 for Linmar. High snap, brought down. Here comes the rush. Got it away. End over end, angling to the near side, and we'll go out of bounds. And we'll see where the officials will mark it. They'll put it at the 43-yard line in Jayhawk territory. And Jefferson will have it there. Jayhawks with 402 rushing yards tonight.
Five touchdowns, a 32-yard field goal from Render. Really, on their eight possessions, take away the missed field goal just before half and the fumble where they were on the Linmar 5-yard line going in for the score. And it's been almost a perfect night in some respects for Jefferson's offense.
And a new quarterback in there. Dylan Hart in there. Calling signals for the Jayhawks. Hart on the fake, on the keeper, up the middle to the 45, and pushes into Linmar territory, down to the 49-yard line. Now, I don't think a bad idea here for Brian Webb.
Well, Jared Evans has had some injury issues earlier in the season that prevented him from being able to play full games, and I think it kept him out of one altogether, maybe at about week three or four. So for them to be able to continue to move the ball and have a second quarterback in there, if they're able to pull that off, that really would help Evans going into next Wednesday
and
night.
And you get you start to just cramp everything up now when you get to the playoffs. Here comes the blitz, and same play, keeper by Dylan Hart. He's got the first down, going to push the pile across the 45 down to the 44-yard line for a pickup of five. 16 first downs in the game now for the Jayhawks.
This has just been a tremendous offensive game plan that Brian Webb and his staff have put together, and you know, credit the players for executing it tonight too.
Jefferson is going to take all the time off that 25-second clock now.
Now, as long as they can keep the chains moving, I think they're with those big 25-second clocks in the corner of the end zones, no reason not to milk every second off there that you can get.
First and 10. Short coming in motion. He'll get it, sweeping to the right side, and gets inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. And while we got a moment, let's go down to Alex on the sideline. He's got an interesting Jared Evans story.
Yeah, guys, he was taken out of the game. Obviously no medical issues, but he was pleading with the assistant coaches, let me come back in. This game is not over, but to no avail. He will be done for the night.
He lost. One of the few things the Jayhawks have lost tonight. Second and five. 9:52, clock rolling. Olatunde in there as the tailback. They'll give it to Green. Sweeping to the left side. Ooh, he got pounded as he tried to turn the corner. And in there for the Linmar Lions, one of them was Myers, and I think it was Isaiah Garman, the young sophomore. One of those guys had a pop. Tell you what, as Jefferson lines up for a third down, you don't want to see either. You're not going to want to see Linmar if they're a four seed. If you're a Kennedy, a Bettendorf, either Iowa City West or PV or a Washington.
Yeah, ask Cedar Falls.
Exactly. Third and three. Blitz coming. Long count. And the Lions jumped.
Oh, there's another factor on the other side, too, is, you know, I can tell you the last time Jefferson won a playoff game, Scott, and you've got to go back to 1993.
The semifinals
under Jim Dostal. But I tell you what, if you could get that second seed here, maintain your lead, get that second seed, and win a first-round matchup, I mean, that would just do wonders for Jefferson's coaching staff is so goal-oriented. They put several goals in front of their team this year. One of them was to have a winning season. Another one of them was, we want to get to a playoff game and win it. It's been so long since Jefferson's done that, and they're on the edge of big possibility now.
Oh, bad snap, and it looks like Olatunde fell on it. And Jefferson will retain possession after the loss of a couple.
Jace Myers in there trying to wrangle it away from him and doing a nice job of wrestling at the bottom of the pile.
I tell you, the Jayhawks are not going to be an easy out either.
Well, I think they would love to see Hempstead. I bet that would be a nice matchup for them. They'd have them at home. Hempstead would have to go on the road on a Wednesday.
Or wherever they're going to play it.
Yep.
Down to 8 minutes to play in the game. Second down and 12. Hart, keeper all the way, coming to the short side. And Siaway pushes him down inside the 30, down to about the 29-yard line. I think Tavian Rashad is probably going to get the rest of the night off here as the Jayhawks bringing in some seniors on senior night, bringing in some extra players as Logan Dolanzek comes in for this third down play. Jayhawks all have wristbands on. They look at that wristband for the signal from the sideline. Down to 10 on the play clock. From the right hash, third down, and seven, we'll call it. A short seven at the 29. Hart gets the snap. He'll take it himself up the middle. Angles left. He's got a first down. Doesn't matter who's in there blocking. They're getting it done.
Got those big line splits that if the offensive line comes off, keeps their feet moving, and maintains their block. There's so much running room in there, Scott, with those big splits, that all you've got to do is be patient, read your block, and then there's always going to be a nice patch of green somewhere out there.
7 minutes and rolling in the game. Jefferson looking to finish 6-3 in the regular season. And the Jayhawks with a 36-10 lead here over Linmar. Twins to the left side, one to the right. Hart gets the snap, takes it himself up the middle. Jace Myers tripped him up after a short gain of a couple. Well, I'll give him one. They'll say his knee touched at the 18-yard line.
Boy, this drive just taking the air out of this fourth quarter here for Linmar.
Jayhawks started this drive at their own 43 with 11:40 to play. And it's down two. We're going to snap this ball at about the six-minute mark. We'll have the postgame show coming your way at the conclusion of our contest here tonight. We'll have our two awards for you as well. Four in the play clock, green in motion to the left. He'll be the blocker for Dylan Hart, trying to get to the corner and didn't do it. Going to be thrown down for a loss of about a yard. Shea Hartzler, he's had a nice game tonight defensively for the Lions. And he came up with the stop there. Tyler Uncle going to come in to play some offense now.
I bet he wants to run the ball or have it thrown to him, one of the two.
Well, he was the featured sophomore back last year for this Jefferson team.
And not too many years ago, his older brother Tanner was quite a tailback, too, for Jim Womachill.
Third and 10, Jayhawks at the Linmar 20, 5:29, clock rolling. One setback, Hart will get it. Quarterback draw. Starts up the middle. Kicks to the outside and hit hard. Oh, Josh Strauss and Logan Hagmeyer took out some frustration, I think, right there. And belted down the junior quarterback, Dylan Hart.
That's going to bring up fourth down now with about seven to go from the 16-yard line. See what Jefferson decides to do here.
I think they'll probably just keep the offense out there.
I don't think they're going to. They're not going to obviously kick it, but I think they'd sure like to convert this thing instead of just handing the ball over Lindmar.
Jayhawks with...
We haven't seen Hart throw the ball yet.
Nope, some new linemen in there. Demetric Washington is in there. Hart's going to take another quarterback draw, breaks a tackle to the 10, to the 5, lowers their shoulder, and got in.
Yep, he's in.
16-yard run, and Jefferson puts it away with the run by Dylan Hart.
Well, now somebody's going to have to give up a field for Jefferson for them to have a home field, quote-unquote, Wednesday night.
Yeah, we got an injured Jayhawk, and that is Dylan Hart.
Well, he ran the ball so many times on that series, I'm not surprised if it's even just something as simple as a cramp, because he was the man. How many carries did he have on that drive, Scott?
Seven.
Seven carries. That was crazy.
But now is down, being attended to. Yes, he's right at the goal line, right at the pylon.
Boy, there have been a lot of players down and injured tonight. This game has been physical from the get-go, and both these teams just knocking heads, almost as if the season was going to be over after night, and they were going to have to put the pads away.
Well, next year it's a whole different ball game as we go down from 16, or excuse me, I beg your pardon, from 32 to 16 playoff teams.
That's right. And while we're waiting for the diagnosis here, let's just talk about for that for a minute, because our understanding is that instead of having four districts from the eastern half of the state and then four from the western, that they would go down to three on each side of the state. So you'd have more teams in a district. And you'd have to take first or second to get a playoff position with maybe a couple of wild cards in the mix. So it's going to be a lot tougher, obviously, to qualify starting next year.
If they do that.
If they would go to that.
Now, that's not set in stone as of yet. But there has been some speculation that that might be the case and have more games that mean something. And the kick is up and good by Render. And with 4:34 to play, Jefferson 43, Lindmar 10. And we'll come back and have the kickoff for you. And we'll do it after this 30-second break here on KGYN.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports, they're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
Back at Kingston Stadium as Jefferson is going to get second place and a home game. At least they will be the host school for next Wednesday night's first round. What's going to happen? We have no idea, but it will be fun to watch how it plays out.
Why can't you have a 3 o'clock game?
Hey, I'm up for it.
I mean, I'm just playing the devil's advocate. I'm not trying to suggest that I know more than the Iowa High School Athletic Association, but still.
Kick coming down and picked up at the 10-yard line. Walton straight ahead up the hash mark, 15, 20, little seam to the 30-yard line, still on his feet, and down at the 35-yard line. And four. Yeah, 4:21 to play. 4:20 to play.
If Coe doesn't allow Jefferson to play, I don't know, Scott, know where they're going to play.
And another injury. As, like you said, we have seen a lot of people, a lot of bodies on the field turf here at Kingston Stadium tonight. That may be Tyler Uncle.
He's gone so hard tonight and been played such a physical brand of ball coming from his linebacker position that Yeah, Chris Buesing, defensive coordinator, right out there on top of it, too. In fact, there's a whole group of coaches that are right around there as Susie Guider, the trainer, is attending to Mr. Uncle.
He's kind of their secret weapon out there.
She's been busy in the second half.
Has been. And it will be Lindmar ball at the 36 once we get rolling again. Uncle is now starting to get up here.
But you know, I guess my thing that I would be curious to know, and you know, maybe we somehow we could get athletic director Chris Deem somehow after we talk to Brian Webb at the postgame. I don't know if that's something that you want to attempt to do, Alex, is get the athletic director for Jefferson after you talk to Brian Webb at the end of this game and find out exactly what the ramifications are in terms of how would a site, if it were not at Kingston, be a home venue for Jefferson. I think that would be interesting. Maybe Mr. Deem, who's all the way down at the other end of the Jefferson bench, in case you're looking for him, Alex, he's in the bright blue pullover there. That might be kind of an interesting thing to for us to ask him, too. I mean, we may have some time.
Yeah, well, now we're looking at, they're looking at Tyler Uncle. Still looking at him. And look like he's on all fours. And it looked like he was getting up. But then didn't get up. As the coaching staff kind of shielding him. Everybody from him, not that there's bad things going on, it's just they're between us and him.
Yeah, the Jefferson players are still out, and they are on a knee right now as Uncle is up now and being helped off the field.
And he took a big hit, obviously.
He's holding his stomach. I'm thinking maybe he lost anything that could have been in there.
And we'll go down to Alex here and get a word with him on the sideline here after this play. Lindmar will put it into motion. They're going to do a double reverse. They're going to have a pass here out of the double reverse. Upfield, man, wide open. It's caught by Gassman at the 30 into the 25-yard line. And Aaron Pistolka threw that pass, and a beauty down to Gassman. How about that? A little razzle-dazzle to show on the film to anybody that might be a future opponent. That was a 39-yard pass for the first down, down to Gassman. And we'll go down to Alex after this play here. That was a big one. Nolan Hollinger in there at quarterback, hands it off to McGaffey. And he's got a big opening. He'll go for a first down for about 13. All right, Tyler, or Alex, we'll throw it down to you.
Yeah, guys, it wasn't a pretty scene. Tyler Uncle covering a kick, tried to go down, took a head-on collision. It was a big, big collision, and now he came off hot, wobbly, and it looks to be vomiting into a trash can. So hopefully he's all right, but it does not look good.
Hopefully not a bad concussion or anything like that. Here's McGaffey on the end run. Started that way, cut it back to the middle. And gets down inside the 10, down to about the 6-yard line. You don't want any injuries at this point with 3:40 to play. Lindmar is going to try to get another score here. They haven't given up yet. They're going to go no huddle. Noah Hollinger in there. He's the senior, 6'4", 195-pounder. And he'll hand it off to McGaffey going right. And he will get it down to about the 5-yard line. And going to be just a little bit short of the first down. Tough way for Uncle's night to end because he played a whale of a game.
Well, he's on the bench right now being attended to, but he really did have a tremendous night.
Third down and one from the 5. Lions not in a hurry. Lindmar is going to end their year at 4-5 and 3-2 in the district. Trips to the right side, McNeil to the left. Hollinger in the handoff. McGaffey up the middle, bowling the pile ahead, and he's in for the touchdown. So the Lions get a score here. As Brennan McGaffey will take it in for the 5-yard score to make it a little bit closer for Lindmar. 43-16 now. as Jefferson still out in front comfortably. And Alexi Baim with the try, 4 point. Here it is, and partially blocked.
Yep. Somebody got a hand on that.
Jalen Woods. Blocked by Jefferson, number five. Got a hand on it, and with 2:43 to play, it remains 43-16. We'll take a 30-second break and come back for the final 2:43 from Kingston. It's Jefferson 43 and Linmar 16. Back after this here on KGYM.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Back for the final 2:43. We'll see if Linmar squibs one here or maybe tries an onside kick.
Well, I think there's 100% chance this is going to be an onside kick.
Jayhawks have the hands team up there and inching a whole bunch of folks up there a little bit closer. Here comes the kick, and they will onside it. A high bounce, and it goes over everybody's head and out of bounds.
Got a lot of nice high bounce to it, but just a little too hard. Nobody, including the Jayhawks, had a chance to get to it. It was so quickly kicked.
You see that more and more on the onside kicks now on field turf.
Field turf is the reason. That's exactly why.
You can't nail it into the ground like you used to.
The old which way is the football going to go on grass, those days are gone.
They'll come up with an innovation, though. Dylan Hart stays in there at quarterback. And Jefferson will have it. Dennis McKinney in there as a wide receiver for the Jayhawks on first down. Dylan Hart still in there at quarterback. And the handoff, and not much for Rhett Thompson, 5'8", 146, and a junior. And everybody's getting a chance to get in tonight for the blue of Jefferson.
Well, I don't think there's many people that thought that the mop-up crew would be in here for either team tonight, but that's just the way that it's gone.
2:20 to play in the game. Dylan Hart still in there at quarterback. Kanan Stewart in there as the blocking back right now. Thompson will stay in the slot right. Slot man to the left is Miles Glassberg, and he will get it. The junior pushed back, but they'll give him progress for a couple out to about the 45-yard line. And these guys practice hard, too, give a chance to get in the game. And
got some guys coming in for Linmar now.
Yep. Bob Forsyth getting some his back up some playing time. You never know. Third down for Jefferson. Down to 90 seconds to play. And each of these teams will have an extra day to get ready for the playoffs next week as well.
That's huge.
Especially in this cramped playoff run. Here's Hart on the quarterback draw. Up ahead for about three more. And fourth down and about seven upcoming. Each of these teams is in the playoffs. And, well, like you said, Jefferson has not won a game since 1993 in the postseason. They had a great run that was stopped by Tavian Banks in a terrific that game. Nelson Evans, the third on that team. There was, you know those guys.
Oh, yeah, coached them as sophomores. But Scott Misek, Rob Len here, just that was one of the best teams that Jefferson ever fielded in football.
Timeout, Jefferson. We had 38.7 to play in the game. And hey, Alex, why don't you, if we got a chance right now, you want to turn around and go just see if we can ask Mr. Deem if they know what's going to happen?
Chris Deem, the athletic director, may be able to tell us in advance where the home site would be if it's not at Kingston.
We're going to put Chris on the spot here. All right, Alex, you're down there with the Jefferson AD.
Here with Christine, the AD for Jefferson. Chris, you guys are about ready to lock up the number two seed in your district. What do you know about what the possibility of where the game could be next week?
That's a good question. I don't think the state wants to do a triple header here. I'll try tomorrow. I'll lobby as much as I can because it'd be a neat environment. I know timing and stuff like that. Logistics is a big concern of the state. So if not, we'll try to find somewhere to host here. Maybe I'll try to give Coe College a call and get on their feeler somewhere. But I'll be on the phone tomorrow trying to figure some things out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. And the punt down at the one-yard line. Zeb Render on the first punt of the night. And you don't think the Jayhawks are still playing here, John?
Jalen Woods got down there and tipped that ball back in for one of his teammates to down it inside the one-yard line. And this is what Brian Webb told Alex Kuhn at halftime. He said, my guys are just competitors. They're going to compete whether they're behind, whether they're ahead. It doesn't matter what the scoreboard says. They just know how to compete, and they love playing football.
We're going to hear from Brian Webb coming up at the conclusion of this one. Lindmar will have it on the one-yard line. And Hollinger in there with Matt Gaffey behind him. He'll just take it on a sneak and moving it ahead for about 4 yards. And unless somebody calls a timeout, that is going to do it. Congratulations to Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Jayhawks are going to be the number two seed in district number five of Class 4A. A resounding 43-16 win over the Lindmar Lions. And we'll take a one-minute break and come back and have the post game from Kingston right after this as you're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on a roof in a car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide's October special is $5 off leather and suede cleaning.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as the Jefferson Jayhawks. You don't think this meant anything to them? Look at the coaching staff out there as they get the victory tonight, 43-16 over the Lindmar Lions. Let's go down to Alex with head coach Brian Webb.
Coach, you finished a 6-3 season with arguably one of your best efforts of the season. How important is that going into playoffs next week where you're going to be hosting?
Well, it's critical. And, you know, our kids knew they were better than their team all week, and they just had to practice at that level and, you know, where we were. But, you know, just a big win for the community in West Side and bring back a championship caliber team to Jefferson. And these kids deserve it. They deserve the credit. They're the ones that work hard at it. We have a great coaching staff who's committed to what we're doing, but I couldn't be prouder of our effort tonight. And we got to get rested up and healed up on a short turnaround for the playoffs.
I talked to you at halftime, and you were ecstatic with the effort and intensity that you guys came out with in this game. How do you get that same intensity effort coming out in the playoffs next week?
Just, you know, we're a two seed, and I never would have thought we'd be here 4 years ago, but we are. And our kids respond well to everything that we're doing, and just proud of the excitement we have in school. in the community. And, hey, all credit goes to our kids and our coaching staff. We just try to put them in the best position to be successful possible. That's what our coaching staff does. I feel they do an incredible job with it. Special teams still needs a lot of work, and we got to focus on that. But, hey, congrats to our kids. First winning record in 15 years, back-to-back playoffs, and first chance to win a playoff game, I think, since 1993. Coach Haggerty would know that better than I did, but I think that's about the date, so 20-some years.
Thanks, Coach. Congratulations, and best of luck next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep, since 1993, and they'll try for that next Wednesday night as the Jayhawks get the win tonight, 43-16. And, they weren't quick enough, were they? They were trying for the Gatorade shower.
Well, the Gatorade bucket is coming out on the field, but they're actually using their sophomore coach to delay him so they can throw the water on top of Coach Webb.
We'll see if that's going to work. I'm not so sure.
Here it comes.
He doesn't care.
Oh, he got it.
He welcomed it.
He's a happy man.
Yep.
And he should be.
And tell you what, Jefferson scoring in the first drive, and really they didn't look back tonight. Linmar had their moments, but This was more Jefferson taking this game than Linmar losing this game.
This is as hungry a Jefferson football team as I've seen in the 15 years since they had their last winning season, Scott. This team just came out tonight for Jefferson and were as hungry. I mean, it was like they were starved. They were motivated. They had focus. They had discipline. They didn't play tight at all. They just played loose, and they played confidently. And that was not a good formula for Bob Forsyth and his Linmar Lions. Unfortunately, they were the recipients of all of that, I think, pent-up anger over 15 years that the west side of Cedar Rapids has maybe been enduring. And the Lions just kind of had to take it on the chin tonight. But like you said earlier, Linmar, whether they're the fourth seed or any seed going into the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out for whoever they end up getting. Jefferson, although, and where they end up playing, who they end up playing, if they can come out and match the intensity that they played with tonight in their opening round playoff game, then they have the possibility of being the first team since 93 to secure a playoff win for Jefferson.
And we'll have the final stat rundown for you coming up here in a moment. And congratulations to the Jayhawks, as they will be the number two seed coming out of this particular district. And whether it's here, whether it's a co, I don't think Jefferson cares where they play this game. But they're going to be the host team. They do know that. And who knows? Maybe they'll get the triple header at Kingston Stadium.
Yeah, it's hard for us to say, because if you were going to do the triple header, obviously Kennedy and Wash have earned the right to have the later games, and Jefferson would have to probably start at around 3 o'clock or somewhere in those. And for a team to come from maybe, say, the MAC or the Dubuque area, something like that, for a 3 o'clock team, I mean, those guys would have to basically miss the whole day of school. And then to deprive their fans of the ability to make that long trip over to see their visiting team that would be playing Jefferson. I mean, I understand where Iowa High School Athletic Association would not want that to happen. I will say this. Co does have lights. They could host an evening game, Scott.
It could happen. Could happen that way. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this one. Well, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break. We'll come back and we'll have the stats. We'll have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game and more from Kingston Stadium. Jefferson wins it 43-16 over the Linmar Lions, and they get second place in the district. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
If you're not happy at work, why are you still there? Come work for an industry leader in the manufacturing of home appliances. Whirlpool Corporation in Amana, Iowa. Make world-class products for Whirlpool Corporation. They're hiring now for third shift production team, Sunday through Thursday, midnight to 7 a.m. Feel what it's like to take pride in your job, the products you make, and your team. It's time for something better. Apply online at whirlpoolcareers.com. Start being happy at your job. Join Whirlpool. Equal opportunity employer, pre-employment drug test required.
This Friday night, the Washington Warriors look to ready themselves for a playoff run as they close out the regular season. This is Scott Unanch. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday night at Kingston as number 4 rated Washington hosts Burlington. The Warriors are district champs and have won 6 straight. They look to get ready for the postseason against a Greyhound team looking to pull off the major upset. That's Class 4A District 6 football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Burlington at number 4 Washington. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Back at Kingston Stadium here on KGYM as the Jefferson Jayhawks defeat the Linmar Lions tonight 43-16. And let's take a look at the final numbers in this Jayhawk win tonight. Jefferson, 516 yards of offense in this one tonight to 250 for the Linmar Lions. For the Jayhawks, 441 yards unofficially on the ground tonight. 75 through the air. Jared Evans only had to throw 8 passes tonight. He was 6 of 8 in the ball game for 75 yards. 3 catches for Valentino Green for 33 yards. Mason Short, Zach Szabo, and also Brock Hunt all caught passes for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. On the ground, Tavian Rashad, 14 carries. 148 yards tonight. Jared Evans, 11 carries, 131 yards, and a 1 touchdown. Manuel Otunde carried it 5 times for 73 yards and a touchdown. Valentino Green, 4 carries for 26 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mason Short carried it 3 times for 29 yards. Dylan Hart, 8 carries for 33 yards. Jefferson with 19 first downs in the ballgame. Penalized twice for 15 yards. 4 sacks tonight. And had only 1 turnover in the game. For the Linmar Lions tonight, 250 total yards, 158 on the ground, and 92 through the air. And Reese Phillips tonight was 7 of 18 for 53 yards, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. They did have the halfback pass, if you will, from Pistolka to Gasway. And that was his only catch of the night. That went for 39 yards. Dan Gorsuch caught 3 tonight for 29 yards. Kerr, Gassman, Siaway, Troutman, and McGaffey all caught 1 for Linmar. Lions were led by Zach Luring and McGaffey on the ground. McGaffey 12 carries, 60 yards. Luring 8 carries, 60 yards. Siaway carried it 5 times for a total of 16 yards. Phillips 11 carries and only a net of 10 tonight for the talented Linmar quarterback. Linmar was 16 first downs. They were penalized 4 times for a total of 30 yards, 1 sack, and the Lions with 1 turnover in the ballgame tonight. Third down conversions, Jefferson was 6 of 11. Linmar pretty good on their own right, 9 out of 15. The Jayhawks were 1 for 1 as far as fourth down conversions are concerned here. So, boy, you got to be a happy coach. You have 441 yards rushing.
Yeah, that's crazy statistic. I would have never dreamed that Jefferson would be able to do that tonight. But that's what happens when you've got a team that's focused and has made the progress they have throughout the year. And, you know, congratulations to them and Brian Webb and his staff. And also best wishes to Linmar as they're going to be a tough out no matter who they end up getting. And I know it's going to be a number one seed, but they're going to show up and it's not basketball season yet at Linmar, let me tell you.
Time of possession, pretty much dead even. 24 minutes, 8 seconds for the Jayhawks, 23:52 for Linmar. But Linmar had an advantage, a big one after that first quarter. Scoring, Jefferson got on the board a minute 49 into the game on a Valentino Green 16-yard run. That made it 7-0. Jayhawks drove deep into Linmar territory but fumbled. Lions had to give it up on a 3-and-out, and then Valentino Green got a block. Punt return, recovery in the end zone for a touchdown, and that made it 14-0. Linmar with a sustained drive in their next drive, took it downfield and got an Alexi Baim 37-yard field goal to make it 14-3. Jefferson came right back on the ensuing drive. Manny Olatunde took it in, big play, 50-yard run, made it 20-3. It was 27-3 at halftime after a Valentino Green 3-yard run. Linmar scored in their first drive of the second half, gave him some momentum, got him within 17 on a Reese Phillips to Dan Gorsuch, 14-yard touchdown pass. But then Jefferson took the bull by the horns again after that. Zach Render, a 32-yard field goal, Jared Evans, a 5-yard run, 36-10 at that point, 43-10 after the Dylan Hart run, and then McGaffey closed out the scoring for Linmar on a 5-yard run to make the final score 43-16. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's, the official pizza supplier, by the way, of the Tailgate Tour. We'll be at Washington tomorrow. Good times to be together, and check them out at happyjoes.com. Two locations here in Cedar Rapids, on Lindale Drive on the east side and on Williams Boulevard on the west side. And you're going to go with the two-way guy tonight. Did it offensively, did it defensively, was playing linebacker, carried it for 148 yards tonight for Tavian Rashad.
When, how many times did we see him go down and have the trainer need to come out and attend to him? He'd go out for a play and then come right back in. He didn't miss a beat. I mean, that's one tough young man tonight. But here, right, Scott, he did it on both sides of the ball.
Did a terrific job tonight, so congratulations to Tavian Rashad. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. We will take a final break, come back, have our Slobberknocker Award, wrap things up, and get you ready for tomorrow night right back here at Kingston Stadium. Final score, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 43 and the Linmar Lions 16. Back after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
ESPN Radio, bringing you directly to the biggest events in sports.
Center field, well hit, Hunter back, out of here!
From opening day of baseball.
Throw to the plate, safe at the plate!
Right through the World Series.
For the third time in 5 seasons, the San Francisco Giants are the champions of the baseball world.
Whether it's LeBron, Chris Paul, or Kevin Durant, when the NBA tips off, ESPN Radio is right there when a champion is crowned.
The Golden State Warriors, the 2015 NBA champions.
And when the magic of bowl season arrives, ESPN Radio is your home for the new college football playoff.
The college football playoff first national champion, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
The biggest events in sports can be found right here on ESPN Radio.
Well, as usual, in the final night, what could be the final night, nobody wants to leave as Jefferson wins it tonight 43-16. And they're milling about the field here at Kingston Stadium. A lot of pictures being taken, etc., as they are enjoying this victory. We need to pick our Slobberknocker Award winner. It's brought to you by Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. You can give them a call at 366-8406 or stop by 629 2nd Avenue Southwest. It's also brought to you by Solberg's at 212 Edgewood Road Northwest in Cedar Rapids at 399-1385. Making awarding rewarding with awards, plaques, and trophies, medals, and ribbons, service awards, signs, banners, and much, much more. And, I know the night didn't end well for this young man, but you wouldn't find a tougher guy out there, and that is Tyler Uncle. And we're going to give it to him tonight.
All 5 foot five of him, and I tell you what, he was Chris Buesing, defensive coordinator's secret weapon tonight. They just unleashed him on Reese Phillips, and it seemed like he was in the backfield harassing whoever was holding on to the ball for Linmar tonight. And, you know, boy, he suffered a heck of a blow there at the end of the game and kind of lost his cookies and wasn't able to come back in. But just a very deserving young man for our Slobberknocker Award, I think.
Yeah, so congratulations to Tyler Uncle as he is tonight's winner of the Slobberknocker Award, brought to you by Solberg's and Mr. B. So Jefferson is in, and let's take a look here. I want to make sure I got my facts and figures right here. Did not see a final from the game up at Cedar Falls, but I can't imagine Cedar Falls did not win against Waterloo East tonight.
I can't either. There is a final, though, with Assumption and Washington. Assumption won that one 33-24.
So a pretty close game down there.
Yeah.
Between those two, but the win tonight. If Cedar Falls gets the win this evening. Well, Linmar will now have, they lose 13 points, so they'll be at plus 7. Cedar Falls, with a win, would be at plus 7. So it would come down to the tiebreaker head-to-head. Linmar won it. So Linmar is going to get a number 3 seed.
And that will soothe a little bit of what this loss tonight gave them.
So if you're a Linmar Lion, you're probably going to have maybe a City High. The Iowa City West PV losing team.
Yes, which won't be determined until tomorrow night.
Or possibly a rematch with Clinton, but they try to avoid rematches in that first round.
Be interesting to see how that all shakes out. We'll find out tomorrow night.
Yep, they're going to hopefully have the pairings by midnight. We'll know the teams by 11 o'clock. Pairings midnight over a nice steaming bowl of chili.
That's right. We've got Christie's Chili coming up tomorrow night.
That's right. It's Chili Night 2015 coming up tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. We'll also be here tomorrow night at Kingston Stadium. Senior night for Cedar Rapids, Washington, as the Warriors are going to be heavy, heavy favorites to oust the Burlington Greyhounds, as Warriors are already district champions. So we'll start the day at the tailgate, the Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate, tomorrow at 3 o'clock from over at the courtyard at Washington High School. And we'll have it for you around 7:15 tomorrow night right back here at Kingston Stadium. And couple things Paul James needs to do. He needs to keep everybody healthy and probably play a lot of folks and get some rest for people tomorrow.
And I think he will, too. But, you know, you want to get your starters in and have a good night's reps so that you want to have a lot of momentum going into the first round of those playoffs. And so I think that should be a fun night. I think we're going to get a call a lot of different Washington names than maybe we're used to here in the second half tomorrow night. But should be a nice night for both Paul and Dr. Plagman and all the people from Washington.
And the Warriors like to bring some sophomores up, too, at the end of the year. And they've done it in the playoff runs several times. And
yes.
Maybe we'll see, because they got a very talented sophomore team again over at Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Well, they've gone deep for quarterbacks. They might as well do it for some of the other positions.
So that'll be tomorrow night. Washington and Burlington back here at Kingston Stadium. 7:15 right in there here on KGYM. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. A big thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast tonight. And also a big thanks to Sam Kinsley back in the studio. For Alex Kuhn, for John Haggerty, Scott Unash saying so long and reminding you, the final score of this one here tonight, high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. It was Cedar Rapids Jefferson getting the number 2 seed in Class 4A District 5 as they topped the Linmar Lions tonight here at Kingston Stadium, 43-16. And so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium.
ESPN Radio, bringing you directly to the biggest events in sports.
Center field, well hit, Hunter back, out of here!
From opening day of baseball.
Throw to the plate, safe at the plate!
Right through the World Series.